Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I'm coaching. More honor to teach you to build balance. But there's another honor to you to show the point. And that is the mantle that comes with that question.
Who am I? I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game.
I will conquer what has not been conquered. These people will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will gradually go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will rise violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me.
Who am I? I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down, and I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion!
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It has moved continents, it has moved countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I? I am a champion!
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body, and my limbs are too weak.
Who am I? I am the champion!
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home.
Who am I? I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let worry about him being kind! I will define myself! I will write my own praises! And no one will tell me what I can never be! I will never go out not knowing I've given everything I've got! Cause who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
Hey, what's going on, June?
And it's another great Sunday, man. Here we are. Blessed man, to be here, man.
Yeah. That's right, man. You know, shit. We're here on Mother's Day. You know, big shout out to the mothers. Big shout out to the mothers, man. You know, if it wasn't for them, it wouldn't be me or you or none of these other.
That's
nine
right.
No good son bitches that's on the show.
But, we wouldn't be
big
here.
Shout out
right.
To them. Big shout out to the. Big shout out to the guys that do play mother roles, and
that's
big
right.
Shout out to you mother.
That's right.
Big shout out to you motherfuckers too.
yeah, you can't leave them out either. You're right.
No, man. You know, another Sunday, man. We live on motherfucking cut. Rule number one: no snitching. Rule number two: no muting mics.
That's right.
And
shout
out to our sponsors,
that.
And you know, big shout out to our sponsors. You know, the Motor City Mafia. You know, number one slouch, Lil Tony, Big Fred, especially Big Fred. You know, he getting it going on down there. You know, Reg, Eugene, especially Eugene, you're on the board as usual. You know, dealing
East
with all of
English. East English Village Bar and Grill. Big Fred.
I'm muting everybody's mic.
Get that goddamn name.
Ridge, what's happening?
I'm muting everybody's goddamn mic.
Here you go. Come on,
Slouch.
Do your thing, baby.
Hey, man, Slauson got cabin fever down there in Florida, man.
What was that?
I say Slouch homesick, man. That's why he angry.
I'm even
to
come back, Mike.
Slouch, what's going on, man?
Hey, I'll be home in 2 weeks. 2-3 weeks, I'm heading back, man.
Man.
It was fun while it lasted.
You're going to be home in time to get ready for the blood bath.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a blood bath now. Shit, watch.
Hey, I got a locked-in race July 26th against Big Will out of Chicago. RC versus RC gas cars. He's giving me 10 in the lead. I'm going to blow his brains out.
I guess
y'all going to do that at the bouncy house.
What y'all running to? The 60-foot, 100-foot mark?
No, it's probably maybe 200 feet, maybe it's 300. I don't know yet. But 10 in the lead. He should have did that. Even though he a class racer, and I told him don't bring no class cars, but I know how people is. They'll push the body and put on another car. So.
You're right.
Hey, Junior, check that. So I get a inbox meatball and Junior from Bookie at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Say, yeah, we just got done racing. We didn't lock in Donnie and Junior for the 26th. So hopefully we'll get some feedback on that.
I think that's gonna be it right there. You know what I mean? Them two of the heavyweights, you know, one of the heavyweights out of Michigan, one of the heavyweights out of Chicago.
Hey, but word on the street.
Last Sunday they did lock in last Sunday.
But word on the street, it's going to be a bloodbath on the 26th. I heard it's something going
down.
That's right. I want to know, can somebody explain, what's that Showtime car? Was that David Floyd? Is that his name?
Yeah.
It was rumored that he was coming up. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, it was said that he had two cars for sure, possibility a third. That third car, if it shows up, we really interested in it. We'd love to engage with that third one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear.
We got left, next month. Next 2 months is going to be critical, man. This month, next month, everybody got to get your car done, get it right, because, you know, it's about to go down on the 26th.
That's
man.
Right.
That's
right.
You know,
I hope I can get the Batmobile ready. My man Skip, he can get that car ready, man. Hopefully the Bud Light car might want to come up and engage with him. I would love to see that. I'd like to see that go down.
Yeah, they're looking to engage.
Yeah, I was down at Matt Paul's garage, Dirty Brown Jr. He told me he will be back out in a month, and he's taking no prisoners. He coming all motor.
Yeah,
I've been
seeing his updates, and he's going at it hard. That's good to see
he's coming back.
Yeah. That's good. He's
coming back. And you know what, man?
Yeah,
he, pound for pound, he one of them true grudge races, man. He's going to run you because he want to beat you that bad. He'll run you for $5 because he want to beat you that bad.
That's what it's about.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's about.
Yeah, I think another car is coming on the 26th. My man Dan Blackstein.
Did you guys
the regulators?
Did you see that? did you see that message from that guy out of Miami with that 300C?
You know, I keep hearing everybody keep talking about this guy, man. Who is this guy?
George knows more about it than I do.
And
he said he's coming. What? He said he's testing. Well, he said he is coming up, and he's about to clean house with everything that's sitting like him. I'm talking about the power-up team. I'm talking about whoever got those sleeper cars. He said he's coming up to basically clean house. And he sent that message on Facebook. But George has been talking with him, and he sent a little video of the car. He had just turned it over, and it's hitting hard. It's a 300C.
A beautiful car. A 300C.
Yes.
I want to know if my man Power with the Money team, I want to know what they think about that with that ghost car.
Oh, he coming for them? He said he coming up. He will be a Thursday night.
You said a ghost car, Meatball?
No, that's the name of the car, Ghost 2.
Oh, that's the name of the car. Okay.
Yeah, it's a 2013 Mustang.
Hey, let me ask both of y'all this question, man. And I saw that Slacker posted it, and it was a question that we never talked about. And just based on, you know, all the skips and how everybody don't want to run everybody, Ryan made a post that it said grudge racing is dead. Is how true is that statement, gentlemen?
No.
Grudge racing is dead because all the skips.
No.
You know what? I don't.
Grudge racing will never be dead. Now, do you have a lot of motherfuckers, and I say it like that, no disrespect intended, do you have a lot that are scared to engage for whatever reason there may be? Yes. Yes. But a grudge racing being dead? Hell no. Hell no. You got more underground shit going on than what you do with these fast cars. Yeah.
Hey, June, you know what, June?
Yes, sir.
You know what, June, we can get... You know, yeah, I want to know, is grudge racing dead? Because, you know, Slacker been making a lot of, you know, posts about that, you know what I mean, about the grudge racing is dead. You know, some people might feel that way, you know what I mean? And
I can't speak for the man. Yeah.
Hey, Dougie.
Yeah.
Hold on, we got somebody in the car with their door open or something. Dougie,
that was me shutting my car off.
You know, I got very good ears, sir. I know the different sounds. What is it? The sounds of the strip.
I was pulling in my garage.
hey, Doug, why do you say grudge racing is dead?
Nah, it's not dead. It's just too many crybabies, you know.
People
want to start putting small tires on cars, and they expect everyone else to do it. People want to start running half the track, expect everyone else to do it. Well, fuck, I'm going to jump off the Mackinac Bridge. How many of you bitches going to follow me?
That's right. That's right. I mean, when you look at it, that's the reality of it. You got more of what they call the blue sticker syndrome in grudge racing than anything else. You know, that shit is all monkey see, monkey do. Man, if he do it, I'ma do it. Man, come on, man. You know, pull your pants up, get your nuts in place and engage. That's it. I tell you this. I'm glad this is grudge racing and not boxing. Because we wouldn't see a motherfucking fight. You wouldn't see one.
What's going on?
What's happening, Fred?
Oh, man, just chilling, just tuning into the show. Yeah, it's Big Fred.
Thanks.
What's up, Dougie?
Thanks.
Slouch, Red.
Hey, what's up, man?
I'm
going on mute for a minute. I got to get my kids in bed. I'll be back in a minute. I'll be on mute.
Okay,
hey,
man.
Fred, is there a thing?
Yes,
Fred, is graduation dead?
Hell no. It never would be dead. You know, you're always going to have somebody want to race somebody, you know, so it would never be dealt with. But like what Dougie says, a lot of steps. Everybody want to put a lot of steps in it now, where it used to be not like that. You know, you felt you could whip a motherfucker's ass, you going at his ass.
That's right. That's right.
So I think a lot of guys up here has adapted to the South syndrome, as I call it. And you see, got on YouTube and start seeing these guys from the South and the Northeast doing all these races with the different steps and stuff. So that's it has taken effect in the Midwest. You know, a lot of guys, okay, well, I'm going to put a step on this. You got to sit like this. You got to, this type of car, you know. So it has spread it, you know. So but most, if you want to race somebody, you don't give a fuck how he sit or whatever. You figure whoop his ass, you're going to go at his ass. You know, so, no, it's not dead. It never will be dead. I just seen some guys a minute ago right here on Schoolcraft in Southfield. Let them bitches go for like guy had a charge and got pulled out with a Camaro. Shit, they let them bitches go. I see, goddamn,
that's right.
They wasn't even playing.
That's right.
Then I see Eastside Most Wanted going up Grand River. Like he going, I thought he's going down to Little Milan, like he's gonna go engage. So no, hell no.
Are you talking about Big Fred? You talking about my man Red with the Cutlass, right?
Yeah, he had the tops off, he had the tires on that bitch. Going up the street, going towards Little Miami.
Oh yeah, they it's going to be an underground tonight, and I think they just getting them ready. It's going to be an underground tonight. Can't speak on a location.
But it will be an underground tonight.
Those in the know will be there.
That's right. It will be an underground tonight.
Hey, Fred. Do you see
when
you have two guys that engage and that are really looking to engage, it don't take all but maybe 4 or 5 minutes to them to lock the race in. But when you got this going on for 15, 20, 30, 40 minutes, truth be told, one motherfucker's scared and the other one's glad. That's all that shit is, man. Because it don't take that long. It don't take that long to lock in a race, man.
Angel.
Yeah.
Do you see number 313-9502? Is this one button on?
You said 90. Yeah, 9502.
Yeah. Can you bring him in? Can you bring my man Street King in? Yeah.
312-9502. 313-9502. Your mic is open.
What's going on, everybody?
What up, Aaron?
Hey,
Street
Gang. What's up?
Hey, Street. The reason why I had brought you on, Street, and I know you know you got Young Money camp, man. Y'all are trying to go. Man, are you looking to engage back with? I would love to see this happen, man. And you know, I'd like to see this happen on a meatballs matchup. I'd like to see you and Tate the Great get down, man. I would love to see that.
Oh, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. We gotta go. After all that stuff last year, we gotta go.
Oh, definitely. You know that Tate, when he get there and he ready, he gonna engage. It don't matter who it is. If he feel he can get you, yeah, he coming. He coming.
Well, ain't no doubt. Here you go. Here you go.
Yeah.
Aaron, Aaron, it looks like you got a new program. The car looks real healthy. You leaving good. What are your expectations this year for you and the rest of your camp?
Well, first off, we're gonna stay on 28. Ain't coming off.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
Whoa, you gonna roll. Hold on. Say that again. That's
I'm rolling
I'm
on 28. I'm on 28. If I feel like it'd be the 29 car, I'm gonna try them. I mean, I ain't knocking no 20. I ain't gonna knock them down because they on 29.
How mean, truth.
When
truth
I get the bugs out, I'm working with it. I'm working with it.
Right.
I'm just getting my little issues out, but I'm rolling right now. I will race. But as I go along, you know, like I said, I told last time, I'm using them as testing my car out, but I want to race. But when I get this thing dialed in like I'm supposed to, I mean, I'm off with their motherfucking head, whoever. You know what I'm saying? I want to race.
There you go.
And I'm going to race. I'm not going to, you'll never see me cry about it. If I'm on 28s and I feel I can beat Donnie, if I want to try him, I'm going to try him on the 28s. He can keep his 29. As long as he ain't got no bars,
damn,
I don't need to want him. You know what I'm saying? If I'm right.
So, right. And that's the way that it should be. That's the way that it should be.
But as far as all of you talking about grudge racing is over, man, that shit ain't over with. They talking about how we doing to run 8 miles. I ain't got no problem with it. It's safer on me because I don't want to run my shit out no back door. Shit, if I can go half the track, shit, I can split a motherfucking 70 runs into half of that. I might can go 100. Shit, fuck that. I'm going 8. You know, I built my car to grudge race. If all them guys down south want to come down here with the 8 mile, that's what I'm going to run because I want to run them.
Right.
If they want to sit around here around the back door, they know them boys don't run there. They don't run out the back door down there. If I had to put 28s or 29s on my car with no bars because they scared to run them because they didn't see them, it was like, oh, you got woolly bars. Take some 60 sticks off. All that shit, man. You know, I don't want to hear it. I built my car for grudge racing. So if they can get down on 28s with no bars, why can't us? You know? I mean, I want to try. So
I got a question there. So I understand the guys from down south, but a guy from up here that's always run the quarter, if he wants to run you out the quarter, you won't run out the quarter then?
No,
I mean,
I'm not running out the quarter.
Okay.
I mean, they built their car. They ain't built
right.
It yet, or they working on it. I mean, if they want a grudge race, truly grudge race, they'll make it
right
to the 8th like everybody else. Everybody knows goddamn well we can't run with no turbo car at the quarter. So it kind of makes some racing happen. It'll make it happen with a turbo car. You very seldom see a nicest car on the side of a turbo car at the quarter. It's hard, man. They know they can run real very fast. But they getting them things worked out now. They running pretty fast to the 8. So, I mean, far as we go along, the faster they getting.
That's right.
But it's a good race for an 8. You know, a turbo car, a nicest car, you're going to see a lot of it. Like I said, I'm going to run a turbo car. I ain't got no problem running one. Well, like me and Chemo. Chemo whooped my ass. Hey, that man fucked me up, and I got to get some get back. And I told him, you know I got to get him. I got to get him. So if Chemo run on 29s, and I say, let me get my race back, I'm on 28. I'm not begging. I'm going to race you with my 28 on. Come on, let's get it.
See, that's the way that it should.
From Young Money Racing.
That's the way that it should.
So when Randy car, if I feel I can't fuck with a certain car, Randy car going to be on 29s. And here, run the other car. We got 2 G-bodies. We actually got 3. But Randy car going to be on 29. I think that other boo going to be on 28 too, though. But right now, I'm going to be on 28. We just made this the other day.
That?
About 3 days ago, I asked him. He said, you might as well just stay on 28.
You talking about John Doe, right?
Yep, it's going to be on 29.
And the third Malibu is called Boo Nasty. Yes, it is.
Right, I think he's going to be on 28,
Ooh,
too, I think.
Young Money got a third car, G-Body, Malibu,
okay,
called Boo Nasty.
Oh,
okay. So it looks like Young Money had a good draft this year. So they got a squad, huh? They loaded up their camp.
I mean, everybody look at this shit. It ain't easy. You putting these cars together, and like I said, motherfuckers be coming at you, but you know, like, they be trying to come at you because you might not be getting down the track right now and all that. But they know when you get the bugs out of something, oh, it's going down.
Hey, and who are you?
I showed that for me the first time on 28 with this combo. I went down, you know what I'm saying? But I got a little too much gear in it now, so I changed that, and I had to fix some nitrous lines, you know, a little basic stuff. But it's all done now. I wanted to go out today.
What shop is your cars coming out of? What shop is your cars coming out of?
Pro Racecraft Engineering, PRE.
Come on, give him that number and that address. Come on.
Chris German in the house.
No, no, no. Mute that motherfucker right there.
Everybody, I guess everybody up here know who it is. TRE, Rich.
TRE, 313-325-0666.
That's what's up. Got to support those that support you always, man. Always.
My man, he built my whole car, and he been behind it the whole way.
That's what's happening.
We're gonna get it right.
Let me open up a couple of these mics real quick. 313-8435. We're gonna leave you open.
Okay. I'm here. I'm going on mute. Okay.
Here we go again with this.
No.
Hey, Slouch.
Yo, what's up, Junior?
Hey, can you open up a couple of them? Because I got an issue with this. I don't know why. Sometimes I try to open them up, and it just won't open them up.
I just opened it up, Junior.
Yeah.
335, your mic is open.
What?
You was about the same. 313-8435, your mic is open.
No, they talking on there, Fred. You close it.
Yeah, my man. What up?
Who you talking with?
What's going on, man? You want to go through a couple of them, Fred? Yeah, they ain't.
Okay. 313-9248, your mic is open.
Hmm.
313-9248, your mic is open.
What up, though? Off the water, Young Money.
Shit, so what's going on, man?
What up, players? Enjoying this day. Happy Mother's Day.
There
to all the ladies and those men that got ladies and guys that's acting as their acting mothers. So they have their mothers in their life. Giving a shout out to everybody to take care of their young ones. Got to take care of the babies. Now back to this racing shit. I can't.
Hey,
what up, me boss?
What's going on, baby? You know, that's my man.
What up, my guy?
Hey, Cease, man, do you think Grudge Racing, man, is dead, man? Or do you think it's too many steps? I mean, you know, everybody.
What's really going on out there? That's what it is. What's really happening?
I think it is. It's a lot of. I go with y'all. It's a lot of steps. Everybody talking about this, talking about that. If you got a real grudge car that you built in and you built and you think that it's fast, it don't matter what you race. As long as you're around that area. If it's a 28 and it's a 29, I think you're around there. You can have a 28-10-5 and you're racing a 29 car. I think y'all still in the same area. You got a little more tire, but you got a car and you believe in that car, shit, nigga, run. You should get down because I swear, let me run a number. I ain't running shit. Let me run your number.
Hey, Cecil, how long does it, I mean, realistically, how long should it take two men to lock in a race, man?
Shit, about 15 minutes tops, because you already know what car you want to engage in, and he know your car. Y'all know about what size motors y'all got or what you running or whatever and what size tire. I think it shouldn't take too long.
Okay,
it shouldn't take too long.
Junior,
if it's
two men
30,
with courage,
40,
it don't take long at all.
If they just run off 30, 40 minutes,
What's the
indicator there? The indicator there is that you really ain't trying to engage.
Unless you're trying to get your car dialed in. Like when we was out there with Aaron just was getting his car dialed in. We wasn't, you know, being with trying to run from what Aaron was trying to run from. Both cars, Jimbo, I think he was ready, but Aaron going on 28th line, you know, he had to get his car dialed in, like you said. It's a totally difference in these cars with these different tires.
You're right. See, that's a different scenario. And there, when you're trying to dial your car in, you shouldn't even be trying to talk about racing anybody because you ain't dialed in. But I mean, once you got two guys that they've been out there making hits, they dialed in, they ready.
There shouldn't be no problem.
Ain't no reason why you should be going at it for 30, 40 minutes, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, trying to lock in a race. In my opinion, y'all motherfuckers ain't trying to race, man.
And you taking from the fans, because a lot of fans out here is looking for these cars to race. A lot of fans out here, man. Everybody looking for Dougie to come out, Jimbo to come back out, Wayne to race Chemo back, Aaron to race Chemo. We looking for that. So if the cars know what they're going to do, man, we need to do a lot of this for the fans. Without the fans, we ain't got shit. We'll be at the track just by ourselves. But you got people out here that really die hard enjoying seeing these cars run, these fast cars. And right now, it's a lot of fast cars. Ain't too many people that say they got a grudge car that's in this grudge car and they're seeing their car run. These motherfuckers running. These motherfuckers running out here. And I look forward to this year coming up to see all these guys that's running, especially Dougie, because Dougie got a car that's running out the back door. So I know he's been working on the car, so that motherfucker is going to do some damage. So I look forward to us knocking the motherfucking heads off them Georgia boys, California boys, all them guys. I look forward to that. And if I can do anything with my car to be a help with it, I'm going to do it. I'm with Michigan. I'm with this grudge racing. I know I ain't going to win all the races, but I'm going to keep going. I'm a competitor. Everything I do, dog, is in race. We race Banshees. We race on foot. We flip quarter. We shoot dice. We do it all. So, shit, I'm with it. I'm with it. I just look forward to the season. It's some good shit going down. And it's starting on this 24th. The 24th of this month, I think it's going to be there. Some shit going to be coming, you know, cars coming out a little bit.
I look forward
to seeing all that.
You look at it. The 24th. For you guys up there, you guys got the 24th. We got June the 7th.
I say
for street and streetable cars, but this is open to anybody who wants to come, you know.
Yeah.
But when it comes to
and
the
I
street
think
and
we all
should
support
cars,
each other.
Oh yeah, I mean no doubt. I
not
mean,
you
I mean,
all
no June,
we all should support each other races. Them Chicago
that's
guys
right.
came down here. We showed each other a good time. We should take out and go down there. It's
that's
only
right.
four hours away. We should support each other, man. That's how we make it good. You got hundreds and hundreds of fans. Man, I just beat Jimbo. I just beat Mark Craig. I just beat Ride or Die Young Money. Man, people are looking forward to that, man. When you
that's
sit
right.
in the stands, you'll be amazed to hear how these people talk about these guys' cars. They love their cars more than the motherfucking owner love them cars. Man, fuck that. I'm riding with Gold Digger, man. Jimbo car, man. I mean, when I used to sit in the bleachers, I used to wait and wait and wait. Man, I can't wait to get a race car. Man, what these guys talk about, they love it, man. Grudge racing
that's
came
right.
a long way, man.
And
still,
I mean,
you know, they taken from the fans, man.
You got to give it on both sides of the border because, I mean, the same way you guys got your fans up there, we got our fans over here. You know, you need this so both sides can get the same amount of entertainment, you know. But, yeah, I mean between the 24th, June the 7th, and July the 26th, man, listen. I keep saying it's going to be a bloodbath, boy. It's going to be ugly.
They give us some weather like this, man. I think we're going to break records on people coming out.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
Because they've been holding up on us, man. These guys ready to unleash them motherfucking beasts they got up in the hoods.
You right about that.
They ready. It's beautiful today, man. God is so good. He gave the ladies a nice day today. Now, they said it was going to rain the whole day. But Mother Nature and the Lord, they worked it out. It ain't wasn't a drip of rain today. Beautiful day. I hope they give us one for Father's Day since these motherfucking women always get the best of everything.
That's right. Hey, Fred, you still there?
Yeah, 313-5817,
what up,
your mic is open. What's going on? What up, see? 5817,
right?
Your mic is open. 313-5817, your mic is open.
What up, dude?
Hey, what's
going on? What's
happening, man?
What's the deal, baby? What's the deal?
Man, come on in, man. What's going on?
Man, out here chasing the dream, man. Trying to make this dream happen, man.
That's what's up, man.
They got me out here on the road. I had to sit a little town with my wife and my daughters and my mom and them. Next thing you know, 6 o'clock came. I had to hit the highway.
That's right. I mean, you know, working, man, his day's never over with now. You know, that ain't never over
with. Yeah, I got a couple parts I'm waiting on to get back so I'll get the car out, but it should be ready end of this month, beginning of the next month. I ain't rushing.
There you go. Take your time till you got it right.
Oh, yeah.
It's one thing to lose when you know you're right, and it's another to lose knowing damn well you didn't have a prayer in hell to go in there, you know? When you got it right, hell yeah, let it loose.
Hey, Junior.
What's my side?
See, back in the day, Junior, I used to let people get up out of my skin and make me do
right.
shit that I normally wouldn't do.
Yeah, that's something there. I mean, once you know this grudge racing is more psychological. Don't get me wrong. It take a lot of preparation. It take a lot of preparation. It take a lot of money. A lot of testing. But the psychological part of this game, oh man! If you got any type of weakness in your armor, you dead, man. You dead before you leave your shop, man.
773-2199, your mic is open.
This is Hootie, East Side Strangler. What's going on, everybody? This is Hootie, East Side Strangler.
What's going on,
man?
What's up, Slouch? What's up, Junior? What's up, Aaron? What's up, Cheese? What's up? Happy Mother's Day to everybody who's listening in, ladies. What's cracking with y'all, man?
What's going on?
Man, just chilling, man. I'm just listening here, just barbecuing today. Cooking for the old lady, that's about it. Chilling, man.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
313-8435, your mic is open.
That's turned around.
Well, this Young Money is the chef.
What's up, chef?
What's up? Chilling. Sitting out here relaxing.
They say that's the man. Yes, sir.
So what?
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna have a tremendous announcement coming up within a couple of weeks as far as the July 26th event.
If it happens,
guaranteed, no one in drug history will top it. No one.
I mean, you know,
hey,
hey
man,
hey,
why you bringing that up, man? I thought we was keeping that secret, man. You can't be bringing that up.
Hold on, Ridge. Hold on now. Hey, Slouch. Listen to what I'm gonna say now. No matter what it may be, whether it come through or not, we still gonna take that shit over the top, baby.
Who's that?
Oh yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah,
ain't no stopping that. Ain't no stopping it, baby.
Not for that, but what I'm trying to do, when I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying,
Slouch. Like Reggie said, I ain't trying to talk about it, bro.
Shut up.
I'm talking. hey, Fred, y'all got some duct tape over there, man. we got one to go with duct tape.
didn't Meatball say ain't no motherfucking snitching?
hold on now, Rich. That ain't snitching there. That's overrepresenting the facts is what that is. But you know what, Slots? It's gonna be big, baby. It's gonna be big.
Yeah. We can't tell that.
No, I can't. I gotta wait on that because it ain't guaranteed. So,
man, you still talking?
Hey, Rick, I'm gonna say this, man. You got a lot of naysayers with regards to the Motor City Mafia, with regards to what they gonna do, they ain't gonna do. I mean, I can say this from the inside. Man, when you see a sleeping dog laying, leave him alone. You ain't gonna like the outcome. And I mean, for all of those that I always jab and talking about what other people ain't gonna do, man, I love it when you do
that.
It's not what you know, it's what you can prove.
That's correct. Oh yeah, and I'm gonna put this out there for other members of the Motor City Mafia. This real simple. It's called deposit, or like my man like to say, lock your fag ass in. That's it. It's that easy. Ain't got to do a lot of talking.
I'm gonna put enough on this motherfucker to send this bitch around. No.
Hey, Slouch, you know they got a gag order on your ass, right?
I think it worked, Junior. He ain't on.
Man, smart, boy. I'm going to go right in that motherfucker titty and kick this bitch in.
Oh, say, who said something about a titty? Huh? Hey, Fred, you wanna open? Cause I can't get them open from here. Can you open some of them up?
It's 734-7294. Your mic is open.
What's going on, fella? Just calling in to support the show.
What's up? What's going on with you?
What's going on, Big Fred, Slouch, Red, Junior?
What's
happening?
What's going on, brother? What's your take on grudge racing?
I think grudge racing ain't dead. You know, here, look at my kid racing. You know, them boys still running down there. They doing their thing.
That's what's up.
See, the Midwest got to go back to doing the way. I mean, if you go back a couple years on back, I mean, for lack of better words, we used to do it gangster up here. We didn't have all this crying, all this begging. I mean, shit, get out. That's what we do. I understand. The cars have changed. Technology's changed. The speed has changed. But racing is racing. It's still the same shit. You know? I mean, come on, man. For those that, if you're scared to engage and you got a car that's capable of it, do the right thing. Get out the way, stay on the sideline, go to the car shows. You're going to be all right.
Yeah, no. Over another mic. 313-5817, your mic is open.
What up, man? I'm back.
Oh, actually, I fell up. Okay, hold on. 708-6369, your mic is open. Hey, what's up, fellas?
Junior, what's happening?
Cadillac, what's up, Cadillac?
Ain't nothing, man. Just enjoying the show, man. Listening in, that's all, man. To all the ladies out there, happy mommy today, you know.
There you go.
Okay.
To all the ladies and to all the fellas that are mothers out there, we got them out there too.
That's it.
Y'all doing a great job. Man.
That's it.
That's the 708-1764. Your mic is open.
What's happening, fellas? Good show. Good topic. Grudge racing ain't gone, man. Too many friends. Let's race our friends. Let's race the when we have these clubs, let's race the people in the club, man. If you got 10, 15 cars in the club, only one's going to go. And that messed the game up, man. Put about two people in the club instead of 15 and 20. You'll see more races. And race your friend. And race your friend.
What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that because you had muffled out for a second. What was that now?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. I said grudge racing ain't gone, man. It ain't gone nowhere. It's just too many friends, man. You can be friends, but they won't race their friends, man.
You know what? That's right.
Hey, listen. Hey, Junior.
Go ahead.
10 people. If you got 10 people in your club, you got 10. So now, here's me. I'm the single person. I don't run with nobody. I have a car. So what I do, I go and whoop one of the guys in the club. All they're going to do is say, okay, well, we're going to race them with him because we know how fast all our club members are. But that ain't no fun. I wouldn't run nobody in the club. I run somebody that got two or three people in there. That's it. It's just my opinion, Jim.
That's right.
It's just my opinion,
right,
bro. I ain't right or wrong. But, hey, these strong clubs, is killing the game. That's 15 to 20 cars that can't go up against somebody. Or it's kind
of
like going. It's
a lot of noise in the background.
Yeah, it sure is.
You know what? I can't say in all, but in some cases, I mean, even when you got a group, you still want to know who the baddest man in the group is.
Oh yeah.
On paper, they all look good. Hey, Fred, I can't work it from here. I was able to open up a couple mics, and now I can't even get them to open and close.
All you got to do, if you're not talking, mute your mic, and then when you want to talk, take your mic off mute. That'll help us out. If you're not talking, put your...
There we go.
But I mean,
hey, June.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, just think about it. Just think about what I'm saying in this whole entire season. Just pay attention to exactly what I'm telling you.
Right, what
it is it's like a fishing hole. You go fishing, and you getting 50 bluegills in 2 minutes. That ain't no challenge, man. The challenge is go over here in another hole and try to work them 50 to come over here. That's the challenge, man. When you got 10, 15 in the group, man, and you go and run one of them and you whoop that guy, they know who the next step is. So it's like, well,
right, shit,
he can't whoop him. He got to run this number in order to beat this guy right here. And you whoop him and go to the next. That's the way it goes, bro. It ain't no fun.
That's right.
Me personally.
You're right.
Just me personally. I wouldn't run nobody in no groups because they don't know how fast
you
are.
I'm standing by, June.
Yep. I mean, what you're saying is true. I believe in being the baddest man in the land. I don't care if you're a 13-second car. You the baddest one with a 13-second car. I mean, be the baddest you can be and take them all on.
Yeah. 248-8504. Your mic is open.
Hey, Junior. This is Big Tim, man.
What's up, Tim?
Hey, man, I just wanted to comment on that.
Tim, what's going on, Tim?
Hey, man, I'm trying to give an old-school perspective of it.
Come on with it.
I think that, you know, it was just like, I'm going to give you a little history. Back in the day, we used to race motorcycles, and after a while, it got to be everybody was coming at each other so hard that the motors and the technology got so advanced that everybody was scared of each other because Everybody wanted to protect their money at all times. When you're throwing up $2,000 and $3,000 and $4,000 at a pop, you might not be able to afford that kind of hit. And so what they're doing, they're protecting their money, and that's why they got so many stipulations in there. They're trying to cover their money and protect it at all times. But when you grudge race and you think that you can beat the guy, sometimes you have to take a chance. And see, these guys, they all don't want to take a chance because they're scared they're going to lose their reputation of being one of the bad guys. They got their behind toe up and out there, and everybody going to laugh at them and all that stuff. But that's part of grudge racing, and you just have to – sometimes you have to take a chance and go out there and do what you got to do. So that's kind of how I look at it, is that the technology and the cars have got so fast now that everybody's scared of each other because they're all right around in the same area, and if one lose or one does something, they may not, you know, be able to recover from that kind of hit. But when you're having fun out there, like the man said, I heard him earlier say, he'll race you for $5 if he had to, because that's a true racer who just wants to race, and he enjoys what he's doing. So it's not always about trying to make a living racing. If you're a grudge racer, you want to have fun and you want to make some money. You got to, you know, but that's what I how I look at it. And then I wanted to say one last thing is that I tried to go over to the – and this is only in not making – I'm just making fun now. I went over to the Young Money camp the other day, and I tried out at the track. I tried to get an application to join the Young Money crew. They told me I was too old. So
oh,
they said
oh,
Young
they
Money
just,
is out
hold
there.
On, hold on,
not
hold
old
on.
Money, Young Money.
Yeah, you can't discriminate age now.
Yeah, well, that's what they did to me, man. So I went over there. I was laughing with Wayne. I told him that they wouldn't let me in because I was an old schooler. So me and Clyde, we got to sit back because we from the old school.
But you know,
yeah,
you know what the
had,
thing
you know,
is? The thing with old school and new school, how do you think we got to old school, man? We was new school at one time. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, just because we're set in the ways that we're set, I mean, it don't mean that we know any less, you know.
That's
now, don't
right.
get me wrong. You got some old school racers that are dumb as a bag of rocks, but you also got, I mean, the new school racers that, I mean, for the technology that's here, damn, you got Google. We didn't have Google. We didn't have none of that, and they still dumb as a bag of rocks.
Yeah, I said that earlier. I told the guys, I said, you know, dealing with the grudge racing world out here, you need two things. You need a computer guru, and you need a lawyer for all these stipulations, man, because it's rough out there.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You don't need a mechanic. You need a computer guru and a doggone lawyer, because these boys got some stipulations out there. I can't keep up with all that stuff. Mm-mm.
So how do you see the grudge racing, Tim?
I think it's going to get to the point that everybody's going to be trying to be the fastest, and it's going to get to the point that the racers are going to have so much invested in their cars, and they're going to have to try to race for so much money that ain't going to be a whole lot of racing going on because they got to protect their money, man, you know? And I just don't believe that they're going to have as many races as they think they're going to have. The guys who's not trying to be number one up there going to have the most fun. They're going to get out there and they're going to race for, you know, $1,500, $2,000. They're going to have fun. When you start getting up in the $5,000 and $10,000 and stuff like that, hey, man, them guys can't afford. People ain't going to be trying to lose their money, man. They want all the advantage they can get, you know. So then it becomes business. It ain't fun no more.
They want a guarantee on their money. The only thing guaranteed about
That's
money is that it's going to be gone one day.
That's
yeah,
right.
It's
going to
get spent.
That's
the only guarantee you can get on money.
That's right. And I'm gonna say this last thing, and I'm going to go on mute. You know they gave me a new nickname, Junior. They called me a backyard bully.
Man, you ain't bullying nobody.
How come you the backyard bully, Tim?
They called out that old car. Now they don't want to really lock in. Now they want to change everything, put all the stipulations on it. But at first, they called out me and Clyde like it wasn't nothing. We were running. We were dragging that piece of junk y'all got. But now we got oil pressure. It's a whole different story now.
You finally got oil pressure in that car, man.
Oh, we got oil pressure. This ain't DMX, is it?
You motherfucker, right. The X-Man is back. God damn it.
Uh-oh.
You ain't no bully. You just a little bigger than everybody, that's all.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that, but long as they keep calling me a backyard bully because now I want to jump on G-Body, but the G-Bodies are what called me out. Me and Clyde, we were just doing our thing, man. We're trying to do our thing, but they got crazy on us. But we all right now.
We got an 05 Monte Carlo. I'm waiting on you to lock in with.
We ready. We'll be out there this weekend if you want to do something.
Here we go.
Hello.
Here we go.
I got oil pressure, man. We don't need no 15, 20 hits up and down the track. We go down there once, you can lock in because we will light your behind right up. And we ain't scared of nothing over there.
Here we go again.
I'm trying to tell you, we got oil pressure, brother.
You ready to engage this weekend, Tim?
Hey, look, man, we've been talking to these Cracker Jacks for how many years now? We ready. We was ready last year. All they got to do, listen, Junior, we got
Cracker
our car is ready.
Call
got Willie Ball. Come on. Quit talking that garbage and come on and do something this weekend. We'll have it ready this weekend. We'll be at Milan, and we will entertain you like they call us from Hollywood because we're going to entertain y'all out there. Come on. What you want to do with that Monte Carlo? Hello?
God damn.
This weekend. Hey, listen. Don't talk. This weekend. What do you want to do?
God damn.
Have you ever seen
Junior.
A mouse in church?
I hear crickets.
We got oil pressure. Come on. What you want to do? Hey, and my partner, he approved that message too. What they want to do this weekend.
Off.
Hello? Hello?
I think the Monte Carlo fell off.
I didn't want to tell them about it, but I've been taking medical classes and we're trying to do some proctology. I will snatch his hemorrhoids out his behind this weekend if he wants some. Hello.
Woo-wee.
Hello. And my partner said, we approve this message. What do you want to do?
Hey, man,
this weekend.
Your partner
Hello?
Quit being a bully, man. Y'all quit bullying people, man.
Man, we'll stretch his behind like a Maxwell House coffee can. Tell him, come on. Hello?
Hey, man. We hear you, man. We know you're still on the phone.
If they leave us alone, they'll be safe. But they keep messing with us.
Hold on. They bagging the trailer up right now. Be cool. They bagging it up.
Hey,
Tim, we're going to leave your mic
yes,
open.
Sir.
Hey, Fred, you want to check that next number out?
We got
hello, this dog, this Godfather. What's up, fellas?
Dog,
what's up,
what's
dog?
Happening, man? Been a long time.
Okay,
what's going
good.
On, man?
All right, man. Oh, no, I be on there every week. Listen, I just don't say that because I'm laying back. I was going to stick it out from somebody. Junior, I got something for you, Junior. This is for you, Junior. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and if I'm lying, I want you to tell me to shut the fuck up and don't talk no more. Now, I hear all these guys on the phone every week, not just tonight, but every week, talking about they're going to do all this racing, and they're going to run anybody. Now, Junior, I'm going to challenge you to start writing their names down, and in the last goddamn 2 months, all them jokers that been on there talking about they're going to run somebody, give me two of them that done ran somebody. So what I'm trying to say is we need to stop all this motherfucking lip service and start racing, man. Fuck all the lip service about what we gonna do and all of that shit. Let's got them fucking go out there and race. We don't have to be on here talking about what we gonna do.
Hey, dog, that is exactly the point. I understand it's a little bit early up here. We just starting to get a break in the weather. But you know what? As soon as there was a break in the weather, they should have been engaged. They should have been
engaged. That's what I was just going to say. I was going to give him a break, Junior, but I'm trying to settle the same one that's doing all the talking on the phone. I'm talking to you, DMX, and all the rest of you motherfuckers out there. Y'all be a damn track stoker. At least y'all ain't even trying to engage. Y'all just talking.
Tell me
how. If you don't like what the fuck I say, lock me the fuck in and see when I go to your motherfucking ass. Lock me in and see when I go to your motherfucking ass.
Hey, dog. When you gonna be up here, dog?
Huh?
What dates do you plan on being up this way?
I think the earliest I'm supposed to. Damn, dude, you got a fucked up ass shoulder.
If you got that background noise, you got some ladies at home or in your car. Please mute your mic, man. Please. Thank you. What was that, dog?
Yeah, Junior, I think the earliest I'm going to be able to get up there, I think it's going to be July, man. But like I said, we raising down here any week, 2 and 3 times a week. And now I got to applaud that one guy that said he wouldn't run a guy in a group because he's show telling the goddamn truth. I run primetime. You know, I run primetime, Junior. As soon as I spanked that motherfucking ass, all them bitches in primetime ran in the goddamn bushes because they figured about how fast I could go. And all them bitches ran in that motherfucking bush. What I'm going to say, Junior, y'all got some good topics going on, and I be on there every week. I don't miss a week. I just sit back and listen because I want to see all the people out there. Y'all saying the right thing on the radio, fellas, and I ain't trying to be dogging you. If you want to make it better, all y'all is on the radio saying you're going to do something, you got to fucking get out there and do it. Like I said, I understand what the guy said about a guy 28. You want to run a guy with 29? Yeah, get out there and do that. But go to the track and make a bitch back down and show that you want to go do it. Don't just come on this fucking radio show every week and say what you're going to do. Get the fuck out there and do it or make a bitch back down. Then you can get out there and I can respect you.
That's correct. What you saying, dog, is absolutely correct. I mean, to me, I look at it like this. We're going to go old school. If you really try and engage, it don't matter if you got a Suburban, a Dually, a Pro Mod. You're going to engage, man. You're going to race.
Yes, sir, you're not. Let me say one more thing, then I'm gonna go on mute and see what y'all got to say. Yesterday, goddamn it, I took a 4-hour trip to Red Springs to throw the mind rings. When shit going on out there, we got back on this fucking road and went 4 more fucking hours to Outer Banks, and I went out there. As soon as I got in the fucking gate, before I parked good, I locked this bitch in and went to his motherfucking ass.
That's what's up. That's the way you're supposed to do it. That's the way you're supposed to do it.
Hey, Junior, I got on this morning at 7:30, motherfucking 18 hours of motherfucking driving and motherfucking racing.
That's right. That's right. That's engaging. That's engaging. And, dog, again, like I asked the guys, I know that it don't take that long. But, I mean, it shouldn't take you more than 4 or 5 minutes to lock a race in.
Junior, y'all saying that's what I'm saying, Junior. Y'all on the phone, y'all be having some good shit, man. Y'all be telling the truth, but we got to make these bitches engage. Like you said, if I want to run you, Junior, all I got to ask you, motherfucker, what time we going to run and how we going to run it. You shouldn't take
that's
it.
Right.
It for 2 or 3 minutes.
That's right.
It shouldn't take
that's
two or
right.
three minutes.
That's correct.
X, you've been talking. I ain't making no jokes. I'm saying facts now, man, because, like I said, it's going to be up to us and on these radio stations to get this racing back to going instead of just talking about it. You feel like, man, you can go back and forth at it now, but I don't want to argue with you now because right now you ain't racing. If you want to race me, motherfucker, Junior just asked me when I'm going to come up there. Bitch, I'll come up there on your motherfucking ass this weekend.
There you go.
What are you talking to?
I come up there. But see, I know you ain't ready, so DMX, so why should I get on the phone and argue with you about racing you when I know you ain't ready? So I'm just bumping my gums. What I'm saying now is put out some knowledge for y'all to go ahead and get off your ass and do what you say you're going to do. Then racing will come back, fellas. Racing will come back.
That's correct. That's correct. That is correct. Well, I mean, dog, you saying so for July, July going to be the earliest date you can make
it
up this way?
Junior.
Hey, Tim, how's still on here? Jim,
oh, yeah, he should still be on. Hey, you got you got somebody holding the conversation with somebody in the car. Can you mute your mic, please? Easy. Can you mute your mic, please?
You look
Thank you. Yeah, who's that, Aaron?
Yes, sir.
Jim. Hey, Bullet, backyard Bullet.
Yes, yes, sir. Can you hear me?
They're looking for you, not me. Shit, come on.
Let's lock this Monte Carlo in for little Tony Ray.
Now, wait a minute. I told you that. I had no problem with that.
Listen,
but
man.
You told
him
me.
Said,
you,
I just called him, man. Listen, my gamble.
Wait a minute. All I
want to
do is just make one thing clear.
He will race
you.
You
told
me.
Do
you want to race? No.
Yes.
Okay, don't worry
Junior.
About it. Don't even worry. Don't even explain, man.
No, don't say
that. Tony's race. Do you want to race?
I'm going to do like Dog said. It won't be a problem. You told me on the air, and I
okay. Do you
want to
lock in? I'm trying to lock in for Tony's race. That's what Tim said. He can make it.
If we're ready. You told me if you get ready to call
well,
you.
Well, some car ain't ready, motherfucker. If you'd have locked in, then I would have had it ready.
So,
but I got hold on my car right now. So do you want to race for Lil Tony's race? Yes or no? Oh, I'm through with it. I can go back doing what I'm doing. Do you want to race or not? Yes or no, man? Plain and simple.
Let me ask him. I want to race. I just want to make sure my part. You don't want to deal with that mess.
Well,
you
what you
want to
lock in for Lil Tony race, man? We ain't got to lock in no $10,000. What you want to lock in? Something on $1,000 or better, it got to be. For Lil Tony's
That's
race.
That's what we had last time, didn't we?
Okay, well, 200,000 Lil Tony's race, 8 mile pro tree, same setup, with Tim Monte Carlo and your red car. It's a lot, and when we get in the grounds, I'm going to give Lil Tony my money, or Junior, or whoever.
That's right. Sounds
is it
like
a lock or not? Is it a lock? Is it a lock or
I
not?
Said it's
you
a
can
lock,
come
man.
Any time as you want. Look,
hold
okay,
on,
it's a lock.
On.
I don't want to hear that else about
hold
it.
Hold on. Let me get my hold pen on. And paper out so we can get this in order. Because I don't want no misunderstandings come race day now. Damn it, I ain't got a pen. Let me get a crayon real quick.
It's simple. It's easy. 200,000 or better, and he can come to win, and we coming to win. He can have 38
okay.
seconds.
No, that
ain't
what you said, man. See, they talk that old stupid stuff. Now they know what I got. Now,
what you
I don't
mean?
Know. I'm wearing a ghost car,
what
man.
What you mean? We
hey,
got the
man,
same size you got, man.
Hey, man, you said the car wasn't ready. Now you changing motors. We had the same
setup. What you mean
setup.
We changing motors? We coming to Tim's. It
hey,
don't
man.
Even got a motor in
hey,
it. I'm finna put a
I
motor in
tell
it.
You,
his motor.
Listen, man, why don't you be quiet and listen so I can put some. You don't run everything. You
what
told
is it
me
race? It's a car like yours,
Tim's
man.
Car.
What you scared of?
Okay.
My motor in this car? My car
ain't
gonna be out about
scared,
this
man.
It's
you,
not my motor,
you
man.
You want everything, like you said.
God
you want everything
damn,
in
man.
Your favor.
Dude, you try to race me with some 33s to my 29s? I didn't care.
Hey, man, wait a minute. Hey, everybody know.
Is this a lot? I
got to
go, man. It's Mother's Day. I
got to
go, man. I'm with my mother. Is it a go?
You don't
know,
dude. Is
it a lot?
You trying to talk that crazy talk,
man. Was that a lock or not? That was a lock, wasn't it? He said okay, didn't it? Why are we arguing? Then he
said
lock in. It's locked in.
But you ain't coming with no stupid stuff, man.
What do you mean? What's stupid?
I mean, that was a lock. The only thing I said was
okay, we over with. We locked in.
Nah. That was a lot.
He didn't say no fire signs or nothing. It don't matter. But it don't matter. Nah, he come to win. That's all. Come to win. What are you scared? My motor going to be in the car? No, it's not. My car going to be on
oh,
the car.
No. Hey,
I'm going to lock
you
in with Vine.
You ain't the only one
it don't matter.
A gorilla.
It don't matter. You scared of it or something?
You guys always, that's why nobody likes the gorillas, because y'all coming with all that old stupid stuff, man.
What is it to stick with? The car look like you, man.
Hey,
it's set just like you. Same size
cars
motor as you, man.
Set just like each other. Now, as soon as I get on question, now they all want to take all this stuff out and rechange everything. Y'all so full of
what
crap
are we taking
over there,
out?
Man.
Tim Carr never had a motor, man. It don't got no Liberty no more. It got a power glass.
What are you talking about, man? I was over at your shop. I seen the motor in the car, and I told you, okay, we all sit. I like, we look alike.
Who, Tim
Carr? Like, let's do this.
Man, Tim motor got sold, man. That motor sold. It ain't got no motor in the car. Why you think the car ain't
Tim
out?
Had two motors, man. Tim had two
okay,
motors.
Okay, the other motor in the car now, it's the same setup, man. It's the same thing.
Now you say, I
hello?
Come the way I come, and you come
it don't
to
matter. It's
somebody.
A lock, Tim.
Yeah.
All right, it's a lock, Junior. We locked in. 2 on 1,000 or better, 8 mile. All right, I got to go because I'm in here with my mama.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go and
right.
Open up a
see
couple more. I mean, this gentlemen, this ain't difficult to do. Hey, Fred, can you open up a couple more? I'm gonna leave all the mics open. Well, I can't open and close them.
All right.
So
That's 312-0684. Your mic is open. 312.
What's going on, Larry? Talk to me, man. It's been a while, man. What's happening?
Oh, man, nothing, man. Just been chilling, trying to get everything in order, you know. That's about basically it, trying to get ready to do a little bit of engaging.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I'm not really saying too much, because I want to wait until it's time for us to be 100% ready, and then that's when it's time to say something, you know.
And you know what, Larry? That's the way that it should be. If I know I ain't got a motor in the car, I mean, the car's in 100 pieces, I had no business saying nothing to nobody until I'm ready. That's correct.
Hey, Junior, y'all ain't nobody. I know y'all already know the Shaq got his butt whooped yesterday. Do y'all know about that already?
Who?
Got lost yesterday.
Yeah, man. I see he went again. Now I got a question. That Gotham City, was it a back half or?
He ran a true full blooded full mod car, and it was a close race.
Yeah, because. I seen that. That's a car used to belong to Mike Ashley, wasn't it, back in the days?
I think Jim Tiefman got it.
I'm gonna tell you this: the shadow, to me, that's the baddest back half in the country.
ain't no back half in the world gonna beat it. But I'm gonna tell you the truth now. I know people don't want to tell the truth. They get mad at me. The only reason he beat him. Stevie was way late on the tree.
Yeah, he did. He did have him strung out. Stevie was late on the tree,
and he still didn't beat him out of damn right at the dope panel there. He still just beat him out of dope panel.
The video that I seen, he was about a half a car in front of him when they passed the cameraman.
But that's what I was just going to tell you. The camera angle might be misleading.
He beat
Stevie out. He beat Stevie out. But Stevie was leading him at the 300. And by the 300 feet, Stevie was leading him. But then he drove back around, see there. It was a damn good race.
Man.
That's all I got to say. Yeah, it's a damn good race. Ain't no back half in the world going to beat him. No back half.
Love you.
I'm going back on mute.
Hey, Uncle Larry. How you doing, Uncle Larry?
That's something that you gotta give him the credit, man. That man willing to engage with a full-blown pro mod. I mean, regardless, he's still a back half car.
That's right. I'm doing fine, dog. How you doing? All right, I just want to speak to you, and I'm glad you said what you said too. Like I said, if you ain't ready to engage, man, we need to quit bumping our guns, man. We just wasting time if we ain't ready to engage. We bumping our guns.
That's right. That's correct.
Oh yeah.
Chuck, what's going on, Chuck?
Hello.
What's happening?
Good.
How you guys doing?
Man, it's going. It's another Sunday. We're here again. What's happening, Chucky?
I was listening in, and I was going to comment on the whole thing about people were stating about the grudge racers, and grudge racing seems to be going downhill, and then there's all these dips. I don't know the gentleman. I think his name was Tim that was just on the phone a minute ago. I personally don't know him.
Right.
I have no problems with him.
Right.
But
right.
It was a perfect example where he got on the phone and said he's got oil pressure and he was ready to lock in right now, and everything was a go on his end. And that's him calling out people who he knows how they sit with lesser of a tire. Aaron gets on here and practically calls his bluff, and now he says, I don't want to lock in with a ghost car. Now there's stips. For everyone who gets on here and says grudge racing is going downhill and the stips are killing the game, I want to see every man get on here and call in and say that they're coming to the track, they're coming to Lil Tony's event, and they want to race, come to win, and put their money up. since that's what they believe, since there should be no Stips and Greg Grayson. And Aaron tried to lock him in, didn't say tire size or anything, and now all of a sudden now he wants Stips. And I'm just using him as an example. I'm not taking anything from Tim. I'm just using him as an example because it just happened. I'm not saying what he did was right or wrong, or I'm not trying to take sides on that. I'm just saying a lot of people, mostly the people who voice their opinion, they're the one with the bigger tires and the bars coming at us guys in 28s and 29s. Very rarely do you ever see those guys run anyone with, bigger tires or anything, of that nature. You never see that happen. Like I said, it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. It's easy to call people out when you know how they sit.
That is correct.
Grudge racing ain't slowed down. It ain't dead. It ain't anything. And whoever thinks that needs to go to these events. People think they need to try to find a way to save racing. Well, that took place 5-6 years ago because racing is not dead. And ain't showing any signs of it either.
I don't think it's a matter of saving the racing. My point with it is, it's hard when you got so many. To me, I'm gonna say this as a fan, Chuck. Okay, when you got so many badass cars out there, but yet it takes so much to get them to engage with one another. As a fan,
oh, you're absolutely right.
I mean, as a fan, it just kills you. You know, I understand when it comes to the money, everybody's going to try to protect their money as best as possible. But you also know what you got into when you got into this grudge racing. You know, and the money part is a liability. It's a liability from the moment you started building a car. You know, but
anyone who thinks they're going to make money grudge racing is doing it for the wrong reason because you don't. Like you said, you have to be willing to take a chance. You have to be willing to race outside your comfort zone. But
That's right.
I said, there's a difference nowadays. You know, back then, you street raced. You seen what your opponent did. And nowadays, people are going to call in the show. Some guy can call me from Georgia and say, hey, he wants to run me. He's got 29s and bars. I'm automatically going to tell him no. Because I'm not comfortable with that. I don't know any man who would do that. I got a small block in 28s. But I guarantee if I was at the track and I thought I had something for him, I would race him. People get a lot of things misconstrued on the radio show when someone calls in and tries to lock someone in and they say no, they think that race is never going to happen. That's just the other person being smart about it, you know.
Right.
And you can't blame the man for that. And you also can't fault a man for asking someone to take something off here and there, because that's the hustle of this game. You know, if I can outsmart or out-talk someone and I got you covered head up and I still got you to give me the back tire to leave, then I'm doing my job. That's the whole part of the game.
Oh, yeah.
You can't expect people to come out here and just throw their money away.
That's the psychological part of it, of course. That's the psychological part of it, yeah.
Hey, Chuck.
Yes, sir. What up?
What's up, man?
What's you up to?
I ain't up to nothing. Working, man. Trying to get back on my feet, dog.
I know that.
What's going on? Why that car coming?
Well, it's sitting in the stable ready to go. I may have it out at an OET this weekend. I'm not too sure.
When is the
OET?
May
24th.
Hey, we got somebody who either you got a speakerphone on or if you can mute that mic, please.
Hey, that's good.
Go ahead. I'm sorry about that. Go back in.
Well, I agree with what you're saying, Junior, as far as the fans, and that's why I think these shootouts are a good thing. You know, a lot of people have things to say bad about them. And coming from a fan standpoint, they want to see action. That's why I think these shootouts are good. But everyone's got their own opinion, and I'm not saying I'm right on them. But I think myself, grudge racing is bigger now than it ever has. And I love the arguing and the shit-talking. And, you know, yeah, a lock-in should take 5 minutes. But that's if you're dealing with two honest people. This is grudge racing. You lie, cheat, and steal. Ain't shit going to take 5 minutes. You know, I mean, you're trying to make as much money as possible.
You know what? I'll tell you this. Not in all cases, because, I mean, we've had guys that, I mean, last week, it took Danye and Junior, I mean, realistically, other than everybody else jumping in and making comments and doing everything else, it didn't take Danye and Junior all of 2-3 minutes to figure out what they were going to do.
But it didn't take me long with Witt when I locked Witt in back in
the
day.
Right,
But around our community, it's not just racing. A lot of shit's personal. Or, you know, you got a gold digger, you know, running chemo. And, you know, around here when you lose, you get harassed. So there's that personal stuff in it, you know, the drags on out and the shit talk, and that's where it comes about. You know, so the lockup isn't going to be that simple just because you got the inner circle stuff going on. That's why I feel that locking in with cars from out of state are a lot easier, because you don't have that personal business going on, you know, the personal grudge that you always see them out every month. But, I mean, it is what it is. I'm completely content and happy with the way it's going. But like I said, I'm just one person. What I'm saying is not right or wrong. It's just my belief on it.
I mean, and
if we didn't have
shit
talk, then these talk shows wouldn't do too well.
What was that?
I said, if we didn't have shit talk, then these talk shows wouldn't do too well.
Oh, no. None of this. I mean, honestly,
shit talking on these shows.
I enjoy the jaw jacking. Depending who, and I'm going to say it like this, depending who the characters are, man, I probably enjoy the jaw jacking more than what I do watching them race. Because, I mean, you got some real characters, man.
What makes it easy is you got Danye and Junior locked in. Now when they go to the track, you don't have them holding up the fans. You don't have them holding nothing up. It's already set. It's locked. And
that's right.
Like the talk shows allow us to have the shit talking that everyone loves. It gives us something to look forward to. And then when we go to the track, it's all business. You know, there's no reason way out, no this. You know, I can go lock someone in, and then I go to the track, and I can't get down the track. All of a sudden, you know, I'm singing a different tune, but I then did lock someone
in.
You know, but like I said, it's all for a good cause, and I think people need to realize that sometimes.
The advantage now, because of the way media is and these shows and the internet, realistically, it should cut a lot of the bullshit out once you're at the track. Because before, everything that's being discussed on these radio shows was a 2-3 hour, 4-hour, 5-hour event at the track.
Yep.
So now, now when you get to the track, a lot of this stuff is bypassed, you know?
Hey, Junior.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
Junior.
Yeah.
Is that Brian on the phone? Ain't that Chuck on the phone?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, dog. What's up, buddy?
Okay. Yeah, I want to say something, and I'm glad he came on. Now, I'm going to say something. Now, Brian, like you said, he locked in with Tony Mann and said, small block anything on 28th and hold the phone up. See, everybody started calling him, talking about, he's going to do this. Chuck said, I don't give a fuck. Whatever he got on small block on 28th, we're going to dance. Now, I say that to say this him. Then Chuck and him came down for that Mike Hill event. And Chucky, you said it took 3 or 4 minutes to lock a race in. Shit, it didn't take but goddamn 3 or 4 minutes for them motherfuckers to race. They came there.
Oh, yeah.
I called Chuck on the phone. I called Chuck on the loudspeaker. He came over there, locked the money in. They went on around there and raced, man. No problem. That's where this shit's supposed to be, man.
And you know,
that's
exactly how that should be. You're right. You're correct.
Yeah. So, you know, we ain't trying to get no bad now. But like I said, we can come on the radio and fellowship and have a good time and talk a little shit to each other.
Right,
but damn, talking about this race and this thing and nothing to do with this. If you ain't going to fucking engage, quit bluffing about you going to engage. You'll spend 45 minutes on the phone. 45 minutes on the phone and somebody else could have been just talking shit about it. It's all they've been in the race.
That's right.
Them, bro. Put your mouth.
You're correct. There we go with that. Hey, we got that background noise again.
Hello? But there's times, with this media, I made a pass down the track, and before I even got back to the trailer, my video was posted on Facebook.
Hey, Chuck, hold on a sec. Hey, Fred, you think you can clean that one up? That might have been one of them last ones. Hello? Yeah, we got it. What was that now, Chuck?
I was saying, like you said before, the social media, it definitely takes it up to another level. I've made a pass at the track, and before I even got told back, my pass is already on Facebook. So,
that's right.
You know,
that's right.
That coordinates with, like I said, when you race someone local and you get your ass blew out, you're gonna get teased for it for a couple months. So a lot of people are afraid to lose because of the repercussion. And it's not even about the money. Everyone always thinks money, and people want to race for $2,000-$4,000. And if you actually get into a group of people and you're in it, money's really never the issue. I mean, I know a lot of guys who will race for $1,000. The issue is they don't want to lose, you know, in a crowd of people because they talked all that shit. Now the talk shows help and hurt you in that sense. Now when you get on these radio shows and you say you're the baddest man of all and you can fuck everyone up, you're saying that to thousands and thousands of people and not just your friends
that's
anymore.
That's right.
And when your car ain't working right and you're at the track, you ain't worried about that money because anytime I bet it expecting I can lose it, that I'm okay that I can lose it. What you're worried about is getting your ass blew out and you done to make yourself look like a fool.
It's
now you have all these people, you know what I mean?
That's correct. That is correct what you're saying. Yep.
But it's good and bad, you know. But
I got a question, Chuck. I seen a post. I guess it's from down south where they had a list of about 20 guys. Hold on, let me take that back. 20 men and women, because I did see a couple females on there. What's the deal with that race down there?
I don't know anything of it.
No, because they had a list put up for a race. I think it's on the 30th. If I'm not mistaken, it's on the 31st, where they had invited the top 16 or 18 small block grudge cars.
Now I was talking to myself, man.
Hold on, man. Hey, Fred, can you mute that out? Hello?
Yeah, it's gone. That echo's gone.
Yeah, because I seen that it had your name on there. It had a
talking about a playoff thing that they're having. Like on March 31st, there's an event going on. Like Milan has Holbrook Shootout, and they're also having a small block nitrous class. But at that same day, it's taken effect across 15 other states or something. And then the winner, like if I win, I advance in October to go to VMAX. It's like a playoff series that they're putting off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that when I seen the posting, I thought that was an engagement that they were having at one track down south.
Yeah, it's going to be a final engagement. What is it? Like March 31st, we're picking a day. And this shootout series, it's like, you know, it's like football going on. There's 10 different teams racing that day, and then the winners of all of them advance in October to the finale, you know.
Oh, okay.
And I'll have my car there for May 31st. That's, you know, that's the week after our no ET. I think they got an Extreme 28 and then a small block nitrous, to my knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I wasn't sure about that because, you know, I seen it on there, and I was like, hold on, man. Because, I mean, everybody that's listed, what they listed there was, I mean, a lot of real tough small block cars on there.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a couple
man,
women
you can't go around screaming you're the baddest if you don't race the baddest, you know, including
you're
myself,
right.
You know.
Right.
I say a lot, but like you said, I tried to engage when the season started down south, but, you know, a couple people backed out for whatever reason. It's not important. But the season's starting back up here, so only time will tell what I do or what anyone else does, you know.
That's correct.
But back to that grudge racing thing, I think the best rule to cap any of that stuff in the ass is when it comes to calling someone out, if I got in here and I called Gold Digger out and he's got 31s and bars on, if I call him out, I need to be ready to race him as he sits. I cannot tell
him
to take nothing off.
Right.
But if he calls me
out,
then there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, you know, I can't fuck with you, take your bars off, you know, things like that.
Right.
And I think if everyone were to follow that protocol, it would cut shit in half. But sometimes people's egos get in the way, you know, and like I said, it goes back to the whole personal issue.
Everybody.
All right, Junior,
right.
I'm going to open up a couple of these mics, man.
Yeah,
go ahead. 313-3756, your mic is open.
Damn, ain't nobody there.
313-0178, your mic is open.
Man, I'm just sitting here to listen. What's happening? Junior, what's happening? Fred, what's happening? X?
Zero.
What's going on, man?
What's happening, man? Come on.
Man, I'm just sitting here listening. I got a quick statement. The reason it takes so long to really kind of lock these guys in is everybody trying to trick everybody. So that's one of the reasons, too.
I mean, and you know what? He got a point there, too.
He got a point there.
You're right about everybody trying to trick each other, but guess what? The end result, your car is gonna speak for itself.
That's right.
You know, I give you an example. The race that Dog just spoke about. On paper, no way in hell should that shadow car have sat next to that other car. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. They might have felt. I'm gonna look at it both ways. Pro my car says, shit, I got them in the trick bag. You know, being that the shadow sat next to him, he figured he had them in the trick bag. So, I mean, the trickery shit, I verbally, there's a lot of trickery shit. But once them two cars are on the starting line, that trickery shit over and done with. Unless they put a gorilla on you, which... Junior,
a third way to look at that too, Junior, the shadow might have thought he could still whoop that Pro Mall car. It's just like Chucky was saying. If you think he can whoop down a backhand big time Willie Bar car, okay. I'm gonna give you another example. At that same race, Junior, they had Gigantia down there with fucking 1739s on the motherfucker with Willie Bar along with the car. He went out there and ran a guy that had an all-motor car, gave him the back tire, and that all-motor car beat the dog shit out of him.
He's still trying to catch him. Yeah, you're right. And you know what? And that's grudge racing, man. I love that.
Now I'm gonna say two more things too. See, now what done happened is we ain't got no discussion tonight. You done brought some real shit on here tonight, and these fake motherfuckers that talking about they gonna raise and ain't gonna raise, now they don't want to talk now because they done got their whole car full. But just like Kimo said, it's just like it's a lot of trickery in this shit. But just like Brian Davis said, if Brian Davis challenged me, well, goddamn, he gotta be prepared to call with whatever the fuck I got. Now, if I challenge him, then he got a right to try to strip me to the best race for himself. Then the only two ways you should look at this shit, man.
You're correct. But you know what, dog? When you got two cars, I know they're never going to be identical, but I'm going to do it like this. If you got two big block cars, I'm going to put it like this. Two conventional-headed big block cars on 28s, on spray, there ain't nothing to discuss, man.
Junior, just like me now, I got an old-style backhand car. My car came out on a stock suspension car. But, you know, like I said, guys are running me when they think they can get around me. When I whoop their ass, all of a sudden they can start hollering, oh, you got a backhand car. I had the same backhand raggedy motherfucking car for 10 years. I ain't finna go out there and fuck a nail elite backhand car because I can't whoop nail elite backhand car or no goddamn elite stock suspension car. So I ain't finna fuck with them.
You're right. And I mean, when you look at it, 10-year-old technology, 10 years old is no different than 100 years. I mean, you know, you could never compare a 10-year-old car to a car that was built this year, last year. You know, and a lot of guys, like you said, dog, a lot of guys probably figure they got you in the trick bag. You know?
Oh yeah.
But when you get away from them, now you know now they got a crutch that they can lean on.
Absolutely.
Man, well, he was
a
backhand.
Got a backhand call. You should have.
Right.
You got a backhand call. You should have won. You got bigger tie. Motherfucker, I had the same shit when you was fucking with me when you fucked me up. Now I fucked you up. Now you
That's
got a
right.
shit.
That's right. You right about that.
Dog,
yeah,
I mean,
you're correct. And with regards to the discussion, and truth be told, a lot of guys don't want to speak up because, as you said, you're either pulling their whole card or they feel it's like going against the grain. It's not.
Right.
You know, we grown men. I mean, for the most part, we all grown men here. And you know what? When there's certain things being discussed as a man, if you feel it's going to affect you or has something to do with what you do, you need to speak up. I mean, come on, man.
Hey,
Junior, trying
to get back in. I guess he fell off.
Who?
8504, Big Tim, 248-8504.
I can't open it. Kimo, I got issues here. I'm ready to slam this laptop. I got issues here where I can't open it.
Tell him push the one button. I don't see him.
Hey, Tim, hit the one button if you're on here.
His mic is still open.
Oh, it's still open?
Oh. Yep. Okay, brother. Appreciate you.
You want to go down a couple more there?
Am I still in there?
Yep, you're still in, Tim. What's happening?
Hey, Junior, I want to say one thing to Dog and Chucky. I agree with everything they said, but see, one thing that Chucky ain't being fair. I know he said it wasn't personal, but he didn't
hear
all, and Dog did not hear everything that the Young Money crew said to us and came at us and called us out. We wasn't bothering them, but they came to us. I ain't scared to run them, but my problem is every time we get ready to race them, just like Kimo said, there's a lot of trickery and everything in there. Hey, they had a car that sat just like us. We said, okay. Now they come back. I said, he said on the air that he wanted to run us whenever we got ready. We said we got oil pressure now. Now he said he didn't have a motor in it. Now they're going to come back and tell us, run any tire size you want. See, that goes all the stipulations. And see, if Chucky and Dog was being honest and being fair, they would have said, if you go back and listen to the show, he said, whenever you're ready, tell him to come on. I said, okay, we got oil pressure. We'll race you this weekend. And now they come back with another stipulation and say, we want to run a little tone stuff to give them time to get ready. Then he said on the air, oh, we don't even have a motor in there. He shouldn't have been locking in if he didn't even have a motor in from last week. The last
Let me say something on that. And I got to admit now, because they always was trying to trick Kimo. I don't know why. But let me say something there. You know, I was holding the DP money for Candy Crush and Lil Rick Ray. So they locked in for the only stipulation they had was we're going to get you the same race back. The same race was damn Lil Rick was going to get a Candy Crush car, the back tie. Okay, Candy Crush got slick. They wanted to put on goddamn big tie, Willy bars, and all that. And they said, dog, can he do that? I said, unfortunately, yes, he can, because all y'all did is said the same race y'all had last time. The same race y'all had last time was that you got the back tie. You ain't never stipulate no bars, no goddamn ties, no nothing. So goddamn it, you have to watch what the fuck you lock in for.
That's correct. But you know what, dog? The way I look at it, when you do a lock-in and it's so vague, if you don't say certain things and we don't agree to it, you in trouble because I'm coming to win.
You goddamn right. Junior, I had a live broadcast, and I was asking the callers, and I asked 4,000 people what they thought, and, you know, people just go with their feelings instead of the truth. And I told them, I'm going to make the decision. I just want to hear what y'all got to say. But on this case, even if I'm right or if I'm wrong, I'm going to make the decision. Y'all locked in when y'all gave me y'all money. Y'all said the same race y'all had last time. You didn't say the same way y'all said it, then. You said the same
That's
race.
Right.
The race
That's
was
right.
the back tie.
That's right.
That's, the race was the back tie.
That's right.
And you didn't
That's
say
right.
you got to be sitting in. You didn't come out and say you got to be sitting the same way on the same time. You didn't say that. You just said the same race.
That's correct.
Well, one word can fuck you up in a race. One word can fuck you up.
And
one word you don't say can fuck you up.
And you know what the thing is? It's a shame, and I'm being realistic. I'm being honest about it. It's a shame that it's like that, but you have to be very sharp when you lock in these races, because the one thing that you forget to put in there, 9 times out of 10, is going to be the one to come back and bite you in the ass. Yeah.
You got damn so right. You ain't saying that wrong.
And I mean, again, if I know you gave me the back tire the last time, okay, and you beat me, regardless of what issues I had, if I feel my car was handicapped the way I raced you, and you give me that same race, the race, not everything leading up to the race, but the same race, oh, yeah, I'm missing, man. Shit. I'm trying to win by any means necessary. And I mean, it's unfortunate, but that's just the nature of the beast. It's just the way it is, you know?
So, Junior, that's why it takes so long to lock racing in. So many people trying such bullshit.
But
why it takes an hour to lock racing.
But see, that's there, Kimo, I'm going to say that's where you're wrong. You know why? Because the longer you talk about it, the more shit you put in it. Okay, that's the thing. When you talking to a slick motherfucker, the longer he talk to you, the more he gonna tangle your ass up.
That's why everybody I lock in now, I'm gonna slow their ass down to elementary. Hey, Kimo, no. Hey, Kimo, another thing, you got to really know who in the fuck you be talking to, see? If you're talking to a motherfucker boy in the world for shit, like Junior said, the more you talk, the more he going to fuck you up. Now, if you don't want to fuck with no motherfucker like that because you know he going to try to fuck you, best thing you do, just don't even fuck with that dumb son of a bitch. I'll catch him at the track and then lock his ass in at the track
with
what he got.
That's right.
That's what I'm going to start doing, catch a motherfucker at the track, and look, man, let's get it from there. I ain't got time.
Kimo. When did the most racing happen? It was when people was at the track. And,
you got
and
that right.
Talking and
yep.
racing at the track. When we yep. passed,
yep.
when we
but
rewinded
you know
back
to
when everybody
to
was racing,
honest,
that's when it happened.
Nah, to be honest, the most racing happened when we was on the street. Now you get to the track, you got 30
yep.
motherfuckers
yep.
in on one bet. What it means is, if you get there, it'll be more racing. But see, what Junior was saying, what y'all got to do is the educational thing. Since we long distance racing now with these talk shows and shit, you best try to get to you know what the fuck you're talking about because you're going to get wrapped up in a screwball. That's what Junior was trying to tell y'all.
Kimo, let me do a scenario real quick with you, Kimo. Like you say, listen to my gamble. I got stock suspension, small block, turbo car on 28s. Lock in 500 on 2500 or better, eighth mile pro tree or quarter mile pro tree. Now, basically, I'm other than the tire size, basically, I'm describing your car. There ain't nothing fucking else to talk about, man. That's either yes or no.
Well, let me throw a question out there today that you know they put me in the middle of this shit again. I'm finna throw it out to y'all.
Yeah,
Tony Bynes and another guy. Tony Bynes and another guy locked the race in. Tony Bynes said, the guy said, okay, I'll run you. No nitrous. Tony Bynes said, okay, no nitrous. Then the guy said, okay, we're gonna run motor to motor. Tony said, okay. Now that was the stipulation. No nitrous, motor to motor. This is what I'm saying now. No nitrous, motor to motor. I thought the guy in them had a guy with a pro charger. Now, is that motor to motor?
Yeah.
Nope. That's right. That ain't motor to motor.
He said,
pro charger.
But
we don't consider a pro charger as a motor to motor race. That's right. That's
okay,
goddamn right.
But
that's what they got to
argue
about.
No nitrous.
That's what they got to argue about.
He said no nitrous, though.
Okay, listen up. But Junior, then he fucked himself up when he said motor to motor.
Okay.
You know what? That's a perfect example.
That happened last week.
None of that.
That happened last week though. They haven't had me. But now they asked me to make the decision. Now, I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to say what I say, and y'all, we can talk about it because it's a teachable moment because up there, y'all might. See, down
now,
here,
now they,
we know.
Hey, dog, they have said,
know,
they said, he has said both of them. Now, because I heard what you said, and all I heard was that you said that Tony would say was okay.
Well, see, that was saying it. Tony was doing the tricking. Tony came over there and said,
right,
he's running this guy. He's running the guy, no nitrous. All Tony said was no nitrous. The guy said,
okay,
oh, you ain't running no nitrous. Then the guy said, okay, you ain't running no nitrous. Okay, we'll run you motor to motor. When the guy said motor to motor, Tony said okay, and the guy said okay for no nitrous. So when Tony and them came around there, the damn car they had a pro charge on it. He had a pro charge on it.
Yeah, that's some trickery, boy.
So that's a trick, yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
I was a DP man, if I was a DP man on that race, I would have choked the hell up.
well, no,
I mean,
no. If
shit,
I was a DP,
it,
no. Hey, look here, but listen up, Junior. That's a good discussion to know because
I think
up north and down south,
man,
it might happen. But that, hold on, let me give you the background.
Let me give you the background so y'all can discuss it.
What I did was, I wasn't a DP man, but they asked me what the decision was. And I told them, I said, if you got a pro charge in hand, that ain't motor to motor, because a pro charge is not bad motor. Pro charge is enhanced.
That's right. That's right. Tony Law. Pay that lockup.
Yep.
I mean, it makes, yeah, and that's clear, but that's the shit that we got to deal with. I feel like sometimes a DP man is that more of a vulnerability than the damn racist sometimes.
You got
damn
sure right.
The DP man got to carry a heavy load, man. Because
man,
when it come to talking, see, I listened to what you said, dog. The guy would stipulate one thing, and he say, okay. You know, I mean, okay, that's what you saying. That's not what I'm saying, just because I said okay. You know, because 9 times out of 10, when you listen, if you tell me, Junior, I'm going to run on motor. I said, okay, so we running motor to motor. That means I'm saying
right.
You know? But if you say you running, I mean, that's how slick people can get with this shit. No, you said on the
hey,
motor.
Junior.
I never said on the motor. Yeah.
That's why I was trying to tell you, man, you almost need a lawyer to deal with these guys out here because,
no,
you know why?
No,
and I'm going to tell you something
no,
else.
No. See, you don't need a lawyer. You know what it's called? What a lot of people don't do. You need to listen, man. Listen.
Yeah. All right. You know what, Gene? Every time you lock in
now,
the race, something I learned from you is you write it down.
Hey,
man. That's what
y'all,
I do.
Hey, y'all, let me stop y'all again.
Yeah.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me stop y'all again because we finna start a wall. And what I mean by that is, see, I just
oh, I
got three
that.
Texas. No.
Right.
No. Well, y'all listen. Don't you fucking listen before you start talking. Let me give you the background, fellas. Let me give you the goddamn background. What I mean by
come
that,
on.
Man, I just got three. Listen up, man. I just got three Texas while we was talking about this yesterday. All the guys from up north that text me saying Tony win. All the people that know what the hell they're talking about saying Tony lose. And really, Tony's supposed to lose because, you know, fucking well, a pro charger car is not a motor car. A motor car is motor-to-motor, normally aspirated. Normally aspirated is motor-to-motor. Pro charger
right.
is not normally
now,
aspirated.
Now, you what? Now, you know what? See, now I'm going to tell you something right there. You know what the slick word would have been there? No power additive. That means
yeah,
no
exactly.
power additive
yeah.
means no turbo, no nitrous, no pro charge.
Junior, PSA, open his mic. PSA, open his mic.
I can't open it up. Big Fred, if you can open it up.
What's his lab for?
That should be 0992, a 708.
Maybe. You're really about to start a war now, man.
I appreciate it. I had a pro charger car.
Hold on, man. Now, you know, me and you always had a discussion, man. I know it's
mm-hmm.
late into the night. How you doing,
mm-hmm.
bitch? Come on in. Yeah, hey, y'all, this Biz here. Biz said, what's up? Come on with your discussion.
What's going on, fella? It all depends on how I wasn't there. Dog was there. But it all
right.
depends on how Tony stipulated it or said it.
That's right.
If the problem is, I don't know who opened up the gamble and who closed it. If the dude said
right.
Motor to motor, Tony could have said, yeah, I'm going to run you with my motor. Now, if he said, I'm going to run you with my motor, he could have a pro charger on the car, but he said no nitrous. But when you lock in those bets, you always hear little Tony say, only power adder is this, or no nitrous, no supercharger, no turbo, because it doesn't got high tech out.
You have to.
So
you have to.
Right, you have to. If they open up the bet, if he said no nitrous, motor to motor, and Tony said, okay, I'm gonna run you with my motor.
Once he said that with his motor, that means you don't have nothing on it. Because it ain't no other way around
that. No, that's not. No, that's not. No, that's not.
Yeah. You can't. There ain't no slick. Okay.
That's just like you saying you run you over 28 times.
I'm
gonna run you on a car.
I'm gonna throw some shit in here. You got guys that got pro charger with nitrous, but let's just say he caught himself a pigeon, and the pigeon said, "I'm gonna run you on the motor. I'm gonna take the nitrous off." Pro charger guy on nitrous says, "You know what? I'm taking the nitrous off too." He never said nothing about the pro charger. If you lock into that, you're in trouble.
Just like you said. Just like you said, you saying the key word, on. I'm going to run you on the motor. I'm going to run you on the motor. That means you got nothing on it. It's naturally aspirated like dog shit.
You
it
saying
ain't no
on
other
motor.
Way.
I'm saying I'm going to run you with a motor. You got to listen to the words.
You didn't say that.
When I first came on my pro charger.
No, hold on. Now, Tony came back and did say motor to motor. Now, see, down south,
okay.
Motor to motor means. Motor to motor means motor to motor. Up there, y'all
true.
Might say motor.
Motor to motor. Motor to motor. In the north means natural aspirated.
Then slow down. Let me give you one more thing. Now. See, that's why I said the argument, and that's why Junior should have these doggone discussions about who's the baddest motherfucker out there. I had a blower car with nitrous. Now, bitch always said, well, motherfucker, if you turn that damn nitrous off, I'll run you. Okay, that's all he said. If I take the nitrous off, he'll run me. I took the nitrous off, and I still had the blower.
That's right.
But see, dog, what he said, what you said, you said cut the nitrous off. Y'all keep missing the point. He said on the motor. He keeps saying on the motor.
No, people, I'm Richard. Tony lost. The man specifically said motor to motor. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. Down south, motor to motor, you can't have nothing but a regular motor. Normally aspirated regular motor.
Right. You're right. That's
correct.
Anytime
you say motor to motor, you can't have nothing. When you say on the motor, I don't care where you at. On the motor and motor to motor mean the same goddamn thing. I don't give a fuck about
it don't. If Tony had said it like B is saying, now B is right now. That's what you call a slick motherfucker. If Tony had said, I'll run you on my motor, well, then Tony would have been right. Because Tony would have been running on his motor. His motor just got a pro charge on the motherfucker.
Okay, let me ask you. Yeah. I'm going to make it real simple. On my motor, that means you ain't got your charge on my motor.
That one word changes the whole shit.
I said, I'm going to run you with a motor.
I didn't hear you say that. I'm saying motor to motor. If you say, okay, motor to motor, you can't have a damn thing on your motor.
There you go. I'm not closing your bet, dog. Listen, this is like crap off gambling. If Tony closed his bet, Tony O.
There's too much bullshit trickery going on. It's too much bullshit, man.
That's right.
Too much bullshit.
But you know what?
No, Tony.
That's the point.
If Tony closed that man bet, Tony O. No,
yeah,
that's all. No,
that's
Tony
right.
closed that man bet, Tony O. But what I'm saying is, if I open up the bet and I say I'm gonna run you with a motor, I can have anything on that because I'm running you with a motor.
When I first
came out with that pro charger, I had a belt on. A couple years later, I put it on a crank. I was telling people I take my belt off. I gotta lock that in, that I'm going to take my belt off my supercharger. So they figure if I take the belt off the supercharger, I can't have power. But if I still run with the belt.
Hey, hold on. I'm going to show y'all.
You're right. That's a prime example.
Hold up, I want to get Junior on here because I'm going to show you how tricky motherfuckers is. Junior, can you hear me, Junior?
Yes, sir.
A motherfucker down here, this is a true story. A motherfucker down here, he had two folds on his car. You know what I'm saying, two carburetors. The man told him, said, bitch, I'll lock your motherfucking in if you take one of them carburetors loose. The man locked it in. He said, when we get to the goddamn track, I'm going to take one of them carburetors loose. The man locked it in. They put the money up. The man came to the fucking track with another carburetor taped on top of them two, and he got to the track and untaped that bitch and took it off.
He said he'd take one off.
He took one off.
That's exactly right.
Took one off. Slick a motherfucker. Okay.
And that's how slick
it is.
Hey, Junior.
I'm going to give you one more.
That leads to trouble, y'all.
But you know what? But that's the type of things. That's why people need to listen. Those are the type of things that go on. I listened to a pair of guys arguing to lock in a race. The one guy said, I'm going to run you right off the trailer. I ain't going to get no shakedown. I'm coming right off the trailer. Now, he want to argue because when they show up to the track, the other guy made a couple hits. Hold on.
Right.
The other guy at no time did he say he was going to run him off the trailer.
That's right. That's right.
You understand? See, that's the thing that people, to avoid a lot, again, all of this that's being said, okay, it's not so much to give people game, but to avoid a lot of the bullshit and conflict that goes on when we do get to the racetrack. You got to listen very well to what you're committing to, you know?
Hey, Junior, that's why people, when they say, is grudge racing dead? That's the reason why people back up so much, because they trying to listen and hear all the stipulations and all that garbage to keep going. These ain't racers, they con artists. If they want to line up and they see a car that look like you and you think you can handle it, it's not going to ask the man to let's do a little something and go on up through there and race and see what's happening. All this con artist crap.
But it's not hustling, man. It's called hustling.
If you can't hustle, get out the game.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to realize who doing this. I mean, these guys, they hustling. They gambling.
But you,
that's
but
why
you know,
it took all day for them to lock away then.
Hey, Tim.
You know what you need to do?
Tim, you know what it is? It's real easy. You know how you bypass that? Nope, I don't want none of that, sir. That kills it.
This is what you can do to keep a lot of the garbage down. And I'm going to say this, and I ain't going to say it no more because it's really giving game up. Make a joker close your bet. Don't close nobody else's bet. Make a joker. If you ain't going to trick yourself. So if I'm locking in Chemo, I tell Chemo, hold on, Chemo. I got this. He got to agree to what I say. So when he get to what I say, then I know that I'm not going to trick myself. What the problem is, you got slick guys with these slick tongues, and you closing their bet, and that's where you get in trouble at. But the thing is, make a joker close your bet.
And I mean, but for those that can't, it's for those that can't, it's real easy.
Leave it alone.
Nope. I don't want none of that. Why? Because I already know the bullshit. I mean, you already, from the opening statement, you know the bullshit's coming. So, I mean, to avoid all of that, avoid from you later on being able to say or feel like, damn, they tricked me. No, can't nobody ever say somebody else tricked them. You tricked yourself the minute you fed into the bullshit they were bringing to the table. Come on, man.
Man, the person who talks the most loses. Hey, Joe, the person that talks the most loses.
Ain't nobody going to out-talk Skin. I just can't say he's going to lose. I can't 100% agree with that. And it's like dog talk the most.
It depends.
It took me 20 plus years to learn with skin to say, nope, I don't want none of that, and walk away from his ass. Because if not, that motherfucker have you tied down all night. No.
Yeah.
Leave that alone.
Yeah.
See you.
Yeah.
But you know, that's his job. Yes, sir. Come on, Larry. Come on.
I want to ask a question, Junior. I want to ask it pertaining to what Bill said. If you say that you're going to race a guy with a motor, that's the only way that y'all can race is with a motor. If you're going to have an additive to it, or you're not going to add it to it, if a guy follows that step, then that's on him. But what I'm saying is, I'm going to say this because this is only just my own personal opinion. All that slickness bring trouble to the game, because if I lock a guy in and he say he's going to run me with a motor, well, I know that what common sense tells me that he's talking about he's just going to run me with just a motor. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, if he turn around, he come with nitrous, or if he come with pro charger, if he come with turbo or whatever on there, then I feel like he done lost that, because we're running on motor. We didn't say we're going to run on a motor with nitrous. We didn't say we're going to run on a motor with turbo or power additive. All we said is a motor. So the first thing you got to do is see that. Now, if Uncle Fred had been the damn DC man, then it'd have been a problem, DC. So what Ben said, Uncle Larry, is I can go along with what Ben said. But you're like, if you had been the DP man, then you'd have said Ben's lost. That's what I'm saying. We got to educate ourselves on these goddamn procedures, man. Exactly.
Hey, I got an example. I want to tell y'all about this. And this is fun. Let me give you this real example real quick. Big Drag. Everybody know Drag from the West Side. He, plenty of game, right? A lot of people know Bob Kergan. Bob Kergan ain't from where we from. So we was at Black Sunday. Drag told Kergan, I bet you $200 that I race you. I will bet you I race you for $200. What Kergan did, Kergan, like, look at Drag. Drag can't beat me. So they put a man down there so they can race. Bob Kergan put up his 200. Drag put up his 200. Kergan bust up out there. About halfway down, Kergan fell on his face. And Drag just gently jogging. So when Kergan got up, ran, and Kergan was the first one down there. So Drag said, I pay me, Kergan. What you talking about? I won.
That's right.
Drag said, I didn't bet you that I was going to win. I bet you $200 that I race you.
That's correct.
Kergan was dead hot. But see, that's the thing.
Oh, man.
You
hey,
got hustlers. You got gamblers.
That. I do that shit all the time.
Yeah. So
it's
the same thing with racing. You got to listen to what somebody say, man.
I think that it takes it out of the context of drag racing, my own personal self. Because at the end of the day, everybody in the age and the generation and the time that we live in now, it's a lot of guys ain't going to go for that, man. And with them not going for it, it's going to end up being trouble. You know?
No doubt.
You know, and I just don't want to see nothing like that go on. You know, that trickery caused problems, because I've known time where it wasn't no trickery in drag racing. You know, and I don't want to see nothing get too far out of context. Some people do it, which I can't say anything about it because I don't have any control over the issue, but I do have control over the issue of what I'm speaking on. I don't want to see no trouble confused. That trickery is going out of context of drag racing to me.
You know what that goes back to? I mean, in anything you do, anything that's competitive, anything in life, people always want to have some type of upper hand. You know, if you listen very well to a person when they speak, the moment you hear, if you're paying attention, you're going to hear something that just don't sound right. Man, leave it the fuck alone. Because when you go back, that part that didn't sound right to you, you're going to be like, man, that's where he got me. Of course. And he didn't get you. You got yourself. But a lot of guys will get caught up in the heat of the moment. They'll get caught up into the arguing. Next thing you know, lock that shit in, man. You just trick yourself, man.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Junior. The only reason I was speaking on it, because if you say that motor to motor, then the first thing a guy is going to turn on something naturally aspirated.
If it
becomes anything more than that, then it's going to turn around and it's going to be some confusion.
Nowadays,
in the age and time we live in, man, confusion can be deadly. You know,
My thing
with it is some guys just going to want to, there's some guys come to drag race, and it's some come to trick, you know, and them two combinations.
They come with some bullshit. Yeah, they come with some bullshit. Yeah, no doubt.
Exactly.
No doubt.
Otherwise, I would go along with the program too, you know. But I try to look out for the best interests of all of us, not just myself, because I can't be looking out for myself because we haven't even been engaging in quite some time.
See, that's where clarification comes in. When you discussing a race with someone, you have to clarify. You know, if the man says, okay, I got a small block on spray, so you saying your only power additive is spray, no turbos, no nothing. I mean, you got to clarify all of that. You know, and it's a shame that it's to that extent, but that's where it's at. Now, you got certain individuals that when they tell you, I mean, there's guys out here that when they say, listen, I got a small block on spray, that's what the fuck they're coming with. Ain't nothing else going to be there. There ain't going to be no turbos, no superchargers, no nothing. You know, but you also got guys out here, it's like you said, they on some bullshit. You know?
And that's going to bring a problem. And with the younger generation, the way it is now, man, y'all see it every day, don't you?
Y'all see it every day, how the younger generation is, man.
A lot of them do not come, and if you listen to the shows, a lot of them don't come with just drag racing on their mind. They're looking for a personal.
I don't want to be around that
when it get heated like that. That's how I'd rather be as long as I do. When I see it, I can identify with it and I get away from it. You know, I don't want to see no trouble because I'm coming to enjoy myself. You know,
hey,
so that's the only reason I spoke on it, and it's not to be negative toward anybody or anything.
But it's just more so the fact that bring out the point
that it could bring on confusion. You know, it could bring on confusion.
You know what, Larry?
Like you said, Junior, when y'all was talking on the other program, y'all say
Let me break in. That's what I'm telling Junior. That's what I'm telling Junior. We need to do this education because there's no running the town back and forward. But one thing we need to preach, though, regardless on how they call it, just like now, Uncle Larry would have called that against Biz. Now, Biz got this guy there, and if Biz let Uncle Larry be the damn DP man, whether he like it or not, he got to have to accept what the DP man said. But Uncle Larry would have called
it
against Biz. Now, in that case, I would have called it for Biz. Because I know Biz doesn't trick him. If Biz tricked him, that ain't for me to straight a trick up.
That's right.
That's for me to make a call. Right. So that's what I'm trying to say. Then now I'm walking around mad with Uncle Larry because I'm thinking he doesn't fuck me. Now, Uncle Larry only did it on what his understanding was. And that's what you got to go with. The DP man, whatever the DP man said, whether you like it or not, you should have a DP man that you can respect whichever way he called it. If you can't, you don't
listen to him.
That's correct.
You know, the DP man isn't to, in my opinion, dog, the DP man, he's not the one that negotiates your race. He's the one that executes the negotiations of that race.
He's the executor.
That's correct.
Hey, Junior, Kimo got it right. It's too much trickery. That's why a lot of guys kind of stay engaged. It's too much fucking trickery, man.
Well, you know what that goes back to those that feel that they can't go up against, because I mean it's not everybody doing it. You've only got, again, I'm gonna say it like this because that's what they are, characters. You got certain characters that, I mean, they really gonna try to hustle you from the moment you woke up that morning. I mean, if you can't engage with them, but you feel you got what it takes to beat them, find you the right person to negotiate that race for you. You know, once you give them the green light, let them handle it. Shit. Because, I mean, the bottom line, what's this all about? This shit about engaging, man. You know? Hey, hey, Fred, you still on, brother?
You still on, brother?
Oh, we got somebody came in with some background. Yep, but you're right, though.
Good evening. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. Who do we have here?
Yeah, Melvin, man.
Melvin, how's it going?
Melvin. It's doing good, man. I'm just want to say thanks for the educational class tonight here on this grudge racing thing. A whole lot of shit y'all got going on for two cars to go down through there. That's all I'm saying.
Man.
I ain't trying to engage with nothing. I'm just listening to everything to go on, boy. That's... You got to be a bad motherfucker to be a grudge racer today, that's for sure.
But Melvin, do you see the good points in it with knowing what the hell is going on before you get in that situation?
Yeah, you got to know what's going on. You definitely got to know what's going on. Got to know, because if you don't, you know,
it's right
like
you.
Sounds like you guys answered the question on why it takes so long to lock a race up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. See, you're like me. You're like me now. I'm triggered, but I'm a straight trigger. They're like right now. I said, fuck it. I want to run chemo if chemo drives. Once chemo said I ain't going to drive, but well, I'm going to leave that alone. Because I know
that's
that
right.
Is, you know,
that's right.
You know,
exactly.
I leave that alone.
Exactly.
I ain't got to keep on going and keep on going. I know what chemo got. If I draw on chemo, I know what chemo got. So I ain't got to go through all that tire size, motor, and all that bullshit. And my only step was, okay, chemo, you drive it. When chemo said me, well, motherfucker, I ain't getting in it. But I ain't got no more talk for chemo.
That's right. Just like Aaron got on with Tim, and it was just simply, do you want to race or not? Do you want to lock in? If not, I got to go. You know who's wanting to run and who's not. The person that talks
that's
the most
right.
is one
that's
nervous.
Right. You know, I was saying to them last week, Junior, in between everything that was being said, it didn't take y'all but 2 minutes, 3 minutes to figure out this is where we're going to do it at, this is the race, and this is how much we're doing it for. I mean, that's all it takes.
Breaking news, Junior.
Yeah, come on.
Tony Bynum and the Real Street locked up at Thursday night, got to run by 9 o'clock. If everything go right and they still run to it, I have a live broadcast. I want everybody to eat it.
That's what happens. What car Tony Bynum running him with?
Tony Bynum, he got his Rambo. He got it running pretty good. He had it tuned in pretty good. So already he's sitting in his nuts. But now, don't forget now, them the same two motherfuckers locked in last time, and then everybody excited, and then they packed out, so they come out somebody wouldn't pay them bitch to do the race, man. So if they locked out a fucking race, I know they're going to steal somebody to pay them to do the race after they locked the bitch out.
Hold on. They locked in a race, but they didn't race because somebody wouldn't pay them to show up?
Yeah, Junior. Yeah.
They full of shit. Y'all motherfuckers.
That's exactly right.
If you're a celebrity, you're a celebrity because fans make you a celebrity.
Goddamn right.
You know?
Goddamn right.
The fans don't owe you. You owe the fans, man. Get off that bullshit, man. Come on, man.
Thank you, Junior. That's what I'm doing. And, Junior, not to try to tell you how to run your show, but I think after the night, if everybody was listening, all that old fake-ass bullshit about they want to race, they're going to stop. So you're going to have to do is turn into a knowledge show like we're doing tonight. Pick you a good good topic to talk about and discuss that shit. Because what I'm saying is we got to start doing this and shit because we gonna start when the weather gets right. The South coming north and north coming south. Y'all got to put this shit together so it don't be somebody killing somebody over some dumb shit.
You're correct in what you're saying. But you know what? You know what, dog? This is the thing that kills me. When it's time to talk shit, every motherfucking mic is lit up and you can't hear nothing. But anytime you speaking about something that makes a difference, something that's positive, something that's going to help maybe not you, but the next guy later on down the road, I mean, y'all either you fall asleep. I mean, you're still on the line because all the numbers are still lit up. But, I mean, participate in it the same way, you know, because a person may not hear or listen to what I say, but if you say it, they may hear it and listen to it, if you understand what I'm saying.
Reason they don't say nothing, because they be the main ones on the bullshit.
Okay, if you want on the bullshit, then stand up for your bullshit if that's what you want. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's that simple. If I'm on bullshit, Kimo, I'm going to stand behind that bullshit 100%.
Junior, you said some real shit, because that's the same thing I'm saying. But see, fellas, it don't make no difference. Y'all need to learn this stuff, too. This is a good discussion, too. We still can beat our chest. But like I said, don't beat your chest till it's time to motherfucking race.
That's right. Hey, dog, I'm going to tell you this, man. I love seeing engagements. I love being able to get two people to lock in, you know, and hopefully the race will get off for whatever date it may be, man. I mean, this is what we do, you know.
That's right.
Junior, what you got going on, man? I seen you had a post up there. You guys had a flyer. You want to come in with that?
I got to wait till next week with that. There's a whole bunch of
stuff going on.
It's a fucking mess. It's a mess. No more on Wednesday.
Well, once
it should
once,
be all
like,
taken care of Wednesday. We'll see.
Like I said before, once you get it all cleared up, come on. Let's
yes,
put it through the roof, brother.
That.
We're going to push that through the roof, man.
Hey, so, Junior, did you got Jimbo locked in for no ET?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 24th. Yep. We just want to race, man. People seem to have lost touch with, you know what I mean, what's happening, what's going on. What the bottom line is, you know what I mean, it's only a race, man. It ain't the end of the world. Win, lose, or draw. You're going to win some. You're going to lose some. It's all about racing, man. That's what we do this shit for. Not to sit around the car and talk about it and shit. We're just trying to race, man.
Hey, Junior, what happened, man?
What do you mean, dog? We talked a bunch of times. Well, I called you.
Hey, you said I'm going to get back with you in the morning, man, after you got through with your kids, man.
We talked. I got back with you. No. Well, maybe I didn't. Fuck, I don't know.
Man.
Somewhere. Got Squinchy coming on fooling Thursday night. Boy, I can't wait till this Thursday. I got something for him.
Who that, Squinchy?
Yeah, he was fooling, trying to do an imitation last Thursday on Wayne's show. Silly motherfucker.
You said Squinchy got something coming Thursday night or something. What did they say?
Yeah. We're going to clown on Squinchy a little bit. Gonna be his turn.
Oh yeah. Him and Fred was trying to make jokes. Oh yeah. Jokes. Oh man, he gonna wish I didn't never get a hold of some holy water. Where is Squinchy? Motherfucker. Hey, Dawn, that's going to be the first motherfucker I want off the trailer. He can make all the passes he wants. Squinchy's going to be the first motherfucker I whip off the trailer. He's going to make all the passes he wants. I can't make man pass, but I'm going to tear his and knock his block off on the 24th.
I hear you. Yeah, he used to be on. He ain't on tonight.
He knew some bad boys was lurking. I'm going to tell you what it is. They can't run the board on this show, baby.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I got to pick now. Yeah. Well, see, like I said, I heard Junior them tell them they show him and Meatball and whoever be running him and Sloppy, whoever. You know, don't. You the man, Mike. They're trying to take a man's manhood, man. If you don't like what a bitch said, motherfucker, just turn in the paint and don't like it. You ain't got to try to mute my phone just because you don't like what the fuck I'm saying.
That's right. That's right.
I was going to do some research and ask them do they want to run him again, because I think they want to run him again. I'm not sure yet. That's why I didn't want to speak on it. I started there, Junior, to get out there and see it on the phone and see if they want to do it again, but I didn't want to do it before I check it out a little bit more, though. But I think they want it again.
Yeah, because he damn sure slept at that light.
Yeah, yeah. That's why that's where I think he lost it at. I'm going to be honest. I don't like to talk about no driver because I'm a driver, but I think if Steve had to be at the regular light, I believe he's the one. Now, that's me. Now, that's my personal opinion. I ain't saying that he would have. I'm saying that what I think.
Yeah,
because
he don't usually lose on the street. He always leaves.
Yeah. If you look, you can see that goddamn old promo kind of lift up a little bit. Well, you know, they don't lift up, but you can see that promo kind of flinch a little bit, and then you see Steve, he flinching them flames shot out there. It was a little too late.
That was a good ass race. Oh, that's what drag race is all about, right there. Both offenses made
damn
fast, yeah. No troubles.
Yeah.
That was a good race. That's
yeah.
What drag race is about,
hey,
right there.
Hey, Junior. You still on the phone, Junior?
No,
yes, sir. The other Junior.
He's care of his mom.
Okay. Well, who is him? Slouch and Meatball.
Slouch.
Slouch. That you, Slouch?
Yeah.
Hey, it's another problem. It's another problem I want to bring up that seems to be having a lot down here at the South Trek. They be having the motherfucking tree in the wrong mode. What I mean by that is the man red lighted, and the damn man went on through there and his wind light come on. Now that's gonna cause a lot of problems because it caused a lot of problems in a certain night. It caused a lot of problems the other night. Motherfuckers in the stands be losing their money and shit, and then them bitches in the stands that know what's going on and see the red light, no goddamn way they ain't gonna lose his money. Even though they seen the damn wind light come around. They need to make sure them trees is in the right mode. They need to make sure them fucking trees is in the right mode, man.
They did that shit on me in Norwalk. The wind light came on, I read it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you had a 400 tree, Aaron?
It
don't matter what tree you got. See, that's the problem everybody thinking. It don't matter whether it's a 400 tree or a 500 tree. If you red light, the other side wind light will automatically come on soon as you red light.
Come on, exactly. My wind light.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, dog. But they were said that they was on a pro.
Yeah, it was still set up for a 500 tree.
It don't make no difference. It don't make no difference whether it's a 400 tree, a 500 tree, or a 300 tree. It don't make no difference. The difference is
why
if you got to be time. Let me finish, fellas. No. The difference is if it's in time trial mode or whether it's in elimination mode. See, in time trial mode, it don't make no difference who do what. As long as you cross the finish line first, that's who light gonna come on. You can't do that shit in the grudge race, goddamn.
Yeah. Well, I think Aaron was saying that I guess the 400 comes down quicker than the 500. Is it a lay in that 500 tree?
Yeah, so he caught like a 430 light in Radlett.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 400 comes down faster than the 500 tree. Yeah, 500 tree is the slowest tree.
Yeah, so when Aaron was racing, he caught like a 430 light, and it was a red light because instead of switching it from 500 like they were supposed to switch it to 400, it was on the wrong tree. So it shouldn't have been a red light. And then the wind light came on. That just caused way too much controversy.
Yeah, see, but that's a whole other scenario y'all got to work on. Because, like I said, some people, when they put that – If you cut a good, if you're a good tree cutter and you and you're cutting on a 400 tree and a bitch put you on a 500, 9 times out of 10 you're gonna fucking red light.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, dog. We weren't talking about.
But I'm trying to say, we got, that's a serious problem, just like I'm trying to say about the other thing is a serious problem.
Yep, both, yep.
Yeah, Mr. A motherfucker get red light and still go down there and turn the wind light on. That's really a serious problem because, see, the jokers in the stand, they normally just, they don't know what the fuck going on down the line. All they do is look at the damn wind and loss light at the finish line.
Yeah.
Okay.
You really can't see the red light because all the people be standing up there.
Exactly.
Right.
Just like last night, Teachman ran high. Teachman ran. Fomar ran another backhand car, and he red lit. But his light came on because he got them. You know, they had it in the wrong mode. They had it in damn time trial mode instead of the elimination mode. And a lot of people lost their money. They had a goddamn ride down there going on with that motherfucker.
Okay. Like this racing shit, this way you gotta put that. You used to be like, man, let's go race all 400. Like Milan, take their bugs out at the bottom.
Hey fellas, this is what you need to do now. This is what y'all need to do. If y'all the ones throwing the race, I'm gonna say somebody like Slouch or whoever, if they throw races, it's gonna be up to them to go to that goddamn track and make sure all this bullshit is done right. You gotta make sure that damn is a 400-4-3. You gotta make sure the motherfuckers in the elimination mode. So you won't have all this old bullshit about, oh, we fucking had the wrong trio. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Yes, sir.
I think
that's
they
why
got it together.
Two or three
they
crew
got quarter mile.
Started.
At Milan, they had quarter mile signs showing them before they race. They have fucking like pro tree. They had little signs made. Like, damn.
Well, that's another problem too. Now, that's another fucking problem y'all need to talk about. When you got a track that's got a quarter mile and an eighth mile, and you run the damn eighth mile, and they don't turn the lights on to the quarter mile, or vice versa. That's another problem.
Yeah, we had that problem.
You need
a dictionary to go grudge racing.
You just need to make sure whoever throwing them goddamn razors know what the fuck they're doing. Because you, like I said, I'm just a dummy. Now if I'm just a regular dummy, all I know to do is go in there and get on that light and go down the track and maybe try to turn my light on. I don't know nothing about goddamn it, just 300, 400, or 500. Whether it's on the 40 mile or 80 mile, whether it's on auto start or not. I don't know all that bullshit. So I'm just a regular old dumbass racer, and I'm going to. You're right. I got to go to fucking college now to learn how to race.
Yeah, that's right.
Yo, fuck it, man.
Yeah.
You ain't graduated. You might as well go to racing school.
Yeah, I know now. I never knew that, dog, about the elimination mode.
Yeah. No, if it's not in the elimination mode, it's whoever crossed the finish line first. That's who light gonna come on. Don't care what you did. So that's when they be having bracket races. They time trial because they don't really give a fuck. All they want to do is get the time, and they punch it in the computer. And then when they get ready to race, they punch it in the computer and run the bracket race. But see, in grudge racing, if a bitch red light, he doesn't lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he set up back in the red light, keep on going. He get across the line, the damn wind light come on. Get it, got them thug motherfuckers. God damn, if I light come on, I want my money. I sit on the damn dirty line now. I don't give a fuck what happened now, look.
Yeah, all they want to see who crossed the finish line first.
That's right. Yep.
Now if you're in elimination mode, and what if cars red light?
Whichever one red light is first, then the other one wind light gonna come on. You can't have a double red light. You can't have a double red light. But the computer know which one of y'all did it first.
Okay, but what if the one who red light first, but the other one went around him? Who wins?
What I'm trying to tell you is you got to play the right move. It don't make no difference. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If it's in the right move, whenever you red light, the other man's win light automatically come on as soon as you red light.
The race is over. Yes, sir. Unless you stiff it different.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You're going by, and, hey, if you say you're going by 100% track rules and you take your dumb ass down the track and cross the center line, then you're going to lose.
That's right.
Because you can't cross the center line. It's the worst violence, the first or the worst. Crossing the center line is worse than a red line. So if you went out of, if you kept on down the track, even though your wheel light is on, and you cross the center line, you're going to lose.
So, dog, when you gonna open up the school, man, so we can learn all this stuff? You know what I'm saying? I'm
hey, man,
class,
hey,
man,
hey, man, hey, man. Like I said, man, I'm just here for it. If y'all ask questions, some people don't want to eat, but all I can do is speak the truth. But if I don't know it, I'm gonna go find out and come and bring it back to you.
Yeah, we need y'all, it. Man. I mean, you know, I've been doing it a long time, but this grudge thing, I mean, you know, it's something different. But I'm gonna still
yeah.
engage.
The best
but
thing
it's
to
definitely
do,
something different.
The best thing to do is to make sure you know you're going to a reputable track with a reputable motor that's getting raised, and you got a BP man that you respect. If you don't know the rules and you feel respected, well, you have to fall with him, though. But like I said, guys, much as I talk, guys hate my guts on certain things, but when it comes out of the real shit, the first motherfucker they call is me because they know I'm going to call it the way it is. And I don't have no friends in the game when it comes to doing the right thing, because there's one thing about a lie. A lie, when you tell a lie, you got to remember the lie you told. So the best thing to do is to tell the truth so you want to keep remembering what the fuck you told the last motherfucker.
Yep.
Any more knowledge y'all want? If y'all ain't got no more knowledge to ask me, I'm ready to get the fuck off. I'm going to get ready to go ahead and gamble. Hope I can win my goddamn money I lost to this motherfucker last time.
All right.
Hey, man, it's been nice talking to you.
No, what kind of gambling are you doing? What kind
I'm
of gambling are you
some.
Doing? Damn, man, when I come
I'm,
down there, man, I'm going to have to kick ass because the last two Georgia guys, I told their
hey,
ass.
Hey, I'm playing. You know how to play Tom?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll play you some poker. If you got a good-looking old lady, bring her down here, and I'll win her motherfucking ass if you want me to.
Hey!
If you got a ugly old lady, stay your ass up that way yet, because I don't want to win yours, lady.
No, player.
Well, keep on maybe we'll get rid of some of these side chicks and take them down there.
No game, man.
Yeah.
Take
well, anyway,
some of these side chicks
hey, it's not
down
it's not. Hey, man, it's nice hollering at y'all, fellas. I'm finna get off here. Y'all take it easy now, man. Wow. If y'all don't know, find out the right shit for y'all come down and fuck around with these Southern boys, because they're a little slick now. They're a little slick now.
All right. Man, you have a good one. Good talking to you.
Hey, y'all, man. We all at y'all. Y'all be good, bro.
All right.
All right, dog.
Damn. That's a good little knowledge right there.
Yeah.
That I didn't know about.
That's when you're having a good show, man. You get to learn something. Mind listening to them when you're learning something. You're learning something every day. You still there, Uncle Larry?
Go ahead.
Any new races locked in for the 24th?
What's that, the Miley Noiti?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully I'll be down there. Be leaving down Florida in 2-3 weeks. So I'll be back in Michigan.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. You back on.
Yeah. I'm still down here, man. You know, Pensacola got rained out. The whole city was shut down.
Damn.
Roads and bridges washed out and everything. Houses had 6 to 8 feet of water inside it. They ain't had no flood insurance, none of that.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, they caught in a little disaster down here. FEMA and everybody out here.
All that stuff must be built on swamp land, and the swamp wanted to come back.
But it was, they got this that 20-year-old drain that they never upgraded, and all that water can go nowhere, so it washed out, you know, all that sand underneath washed off the roads and everything.
Okay.
Should they even have, like, big old boats in the middle of the road because it washed over.
Wow.
It was bad down here.
Did the water go down yet?
Huh?
I said, did the water go down yet? The water level drop yet?
Oh, yeah, the water gone, but they still got a couple of subdivisions that still flooded.
Damn.
So tell us more about this big announcement, Slouch.
Nah, I can't. I can't, but
I hope it all works out for you.
Yeah, it's gonna be nice, man.
Just do what you do, man. Everything else will be all right.
That's right. Shaping up to be a good year. A lot of big things happening.
Yep.
Yeah, I just can't wait to
show.
All these events are happening up here, man. That's what I'm waiting on, to go to all these events.
Yeah, well, they got a lot of them going on, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Junior. Junior.
What up, Bob?
Regulator. So,
what's Tim
think? I tricked him into something now?
Man, that was some crazy shit right there, man.
Right.
Brian said exactly what I was thinking. I swear to God, not picking on Tim at all. But
that
was dog was.
So Tim, you think I tricked you
exactly
into a lock-in
situation?
Yeah, you tricked me, man. Because you told me
how I tricked you, Tim.
Why don't you don't never let me explain, man? You said when I'm ready to call you, I call you. I said okay, I'm ready this weekend. Let's do it. And now you tell me that your car never had a motor in it.
How long ago? Hold on, Tim.
Okay,
how long ago was that?
Well,
what he said
a couple weeks ago, he said if you locked in, he'll put the car together and be there for the last race.
Exactly.
I heard it. I listened to the whole thing.
That's what he said.
It is not together right now, but I will take the time to put it together if you lock in. I don't know if you heard that or not, but that's just what he said.
My motor in my car. Tim got his own motor. That's why I said. You know how he sits, just like you, man.
That's why I said you want to lock in.
That's all I said. Ain't nobody trying to trick you. Ain't nobody tricking you into that lock in.
No,
if you want to race, that's exactly how it's got to go.
Show up at the track
that's
and go there to get down, get it over with.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You know.
All right. You say you want to.
I said you got
the big tires and wheel bars.
All I'm just saying, I've been up to the shop with you how many times, and all I said is that you said what you told me, and I said, okay. Now you get on talking about other stuff, and I said, okay, we got all
what
the stuff.
What you mean?
Ready.
It's
good
car. Look.
Okay.
We ain't got to argue.
I'm still saying, we ain't not arguing.
I know.
We got it out
there. I know. The race was with me and your car. The day you took that $200 from Chemo, that race was over with. Okay? Nah.
And we didn't say nothing
about
that.
I'm on 28 to 29 with no bar, which I'm on 28 now for good. So.
Okay.
But we got a car that sit like you. You want to pick
That's
on
right.
my car? You can just run
I didn't
want to
pick
car.
On you.
It looked like
you. Everybody. You get
okay.
on the radio
that
and try to make everybody. You
now.
Get on the radio.
You got paid.
You get on the radio and try to make everybody think that I pick on you. You the one started with me. I ain't been messing
okay.
with you, man.
But you
so
had
you
a chance
doing.
To do the race. You still out here talking about Young Money Cap over
you
here.
You
don't want to acknowledge your race.
Hey.
You took the money. That
no,
race
you,
was over
12
with,
12 o'clock at
it
night,
even
man.
Ever
I told
about
you
no
I
more.
Had something to do. I'm
but
not
the
worried
race
about
is
that,
over with.
I'm done with
you
that.
Got paid.
You
why were you still talking about that? You took $200.
I'm not talking about
whole
that.
Bet.
That wasn't what we were talking about, Aaron.
You got oil pressure. I promise you. How you say it, Junior? I promise you. My gear be here tomorrow. I'm going to put my gear in. I'm going to drag that boy Tom there, and I'm going to put it together. If we get it together, we can keep that lock in, and we can race here. But until I get it running, I know I have it running by a little Tony race, but until I get it running, we waiting on his converter. The motor going to be in there waiting on his converter. If we get it together, we can go out there and race.
You ain't got to explain. I'm just playing with you.
You're making me mad, because then if I did, he's in the whole thing.
It ain't nothing to argue about. We gonna lock. We gonna do what we gotta do.
We already locked in.
Both,
like Julian said,
y'all both
we locked
be
in
the parking lot together.
That's right.
Y'all
so we ain't got no
parking
problem.
Parking lot together and get it on.
Hey, we are locked in. We are supposed to run.
Lil Tony's race. That's what I said.
Lil
if he want to do it
race.
Again, 26,
two on one.
If he want to do it again here, we can do it early, and that'd be a rematch. But when I get it right. Then I asked him, you want to do one now? We can knock that out in the books right now. But I promise you, I'm going to fix his car.
That ain't got no problem with that, Aaron. We gonna lock in. We're going to race. We're going to get it over with and do what we got to do in the car. And that way, I ain't got to have no more problem with all the backyard bully stuff. You told me, Tim sit like us. That's fine. And we ain't got no more problem. I ain't saying nothing else about no 28 or 29. We got a car to sit just like you guys. Let's go ahead and let's do it. Let's get it over.
My car is a different story.
Right.
I'm trying to race.
Don't talk about your car. I'm not talking about your car.
I just said
my car
is fit the grudge scene. Your car don't fit the grudge scene. That's all I'm saying.
That's right. And
your car don't fit the grudge scene.
But that's the ultimate grudge race right there. Run the man. Don't worry about it. Get out.
Oh, no, that's with Tim's car. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
My car fit the grudge scene.
Running.
Junior car fit the grudge scene. Our cars, we put on what our cars the grudge race. We can race
it's
other people.
Grudge here. All I'm saying is just put him in the other lane and let's go down through there, man. Get it over with. You know what's going to happen? You're going to win some money or you're going to give a few dollars away. Then it's over with.
That's right. And that's something else I see happening. Everyone takes it all personal. You know what I mean? When you're in this game
like
and you put,
just run them.
You put yourself in this game, people's going to call you out. You know what I mean? That's what you hope for if you're a grudge racer, that somebody steps
up.
It's not, you know.
Don't worry about what the other guy got.
You ain't taking personal and shit.
Come
that's
on,
the
man.
Grudge game. Exactly.
Yeah.
Win, lose, or draw, you know what I mean? Shake hands when it's over and you know, try that
back
in the car and come back when you're ready.
Oh, I said what I said.
Yeah.
I get my car together, when I get it to 100% on the 28, if I race Junior and my car running good with 28, I'm going to race him with his 29s. I'm not going to care. He's going to beat me or I'm going to win.
Mm-hmm.
What am going to happen?
That's right. It's only a drag race. It comes right down to it. You know what I mean?
Fast
that's all it is.
I ain't scared to lose. Shit. You don't blew my asshole out. Shit. I ain't scared to lose.
Y'all ran Jimbo
that's right.
Here?
You can't be. You can't.
Not
what's
yet.
That?
Oh. I said, God damn.
That's
well,
coming.
I think Jimbo gonna have an asshole wide as Niagara Falls when the motherfucker gets down to him this year.
Oh, man, I hope so. But one thing about that little motherfucker, he ain't afraid to race neither. Win, lose, or draw, you know what I mean? He's down. He's good for the game, too.
Well,
to
yeah.
That's right.
Everybody get that
too much
attitude.
Pride
just
and shit gets
there,
put in this stuff. Not that
I mean,
it don't hurt
to lose
and shit,
like
but...
if we got 10 cars in there, man, if somebody beat you, you got an opportunity to race somebody else to get your money back. That's what it's all about.
That's right, racing. That's what it's all about. Exactly.
Yeah,
a little shit talking in between.
Is that my buddy Melvin on the phone?
Yeah, that's me. That's me, Kimbo. I ain't engaging. I'm just on the show making a show. Trying to have some fun. All right, I ain't got no oil pressure over here.
And it's that simple. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's that simple. You just set a good example right there.
To me, all of the rest of the stuff, man, I mean, you know, it's good for the radio show, but at the track, man, let's just race. I don't give a damn what they got in the other lane. You know what I'm saying? Shit, let's go down through here. You know, shit. You got Big Taz, you got Willie, but I ain't worried about none of that. I'm just worried about what I got in my lane, and I'm going down through there. Hey, and let's do it. Yep. I won't get right. Grudge Racer of the Year up here. You got the race. Just start knocking them all off, man. Beat all of them. Beat the big tires and the small tires. Then look what kind of trophy you get to take home. Nigga, I beat everybody. I'm the king of the hill. I knocked them all off.
I'm out.
Right.
Line them up, we knock them down. Line them up, we knock them down.
There you go. Motherfucker knock me down. Hey, I'm going to get up, dust it off, go back in the parking lot and find somebody else to race.
Come back stronger.
I want to know, where did Brian Davis say me and Aaron was arguing about the race after the race? We humiliated each other. I just don't remember that part.
I didn't hear him say that. I don't know if I was on yet.
After the race, me and him, he said after the race, me and Aaron was on the internet talking. Well, I don't know if it was on the internet, but, you know, we just talking about each other. Like, what the fuck?
Whose race? Yours and Aaron's?
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember that. I like, shit, I shook your hand, shit.
I don't remember that.
Good looking, Julia.
Baby. I guess everybody done went to sleep, huh?
Who's gonna be the baddest motherfucker in Michigan on 28th or 29th? Who's gonna be the baddest man in Michigan, period?
Don't make no difference.
Well, we're trying.
They put this motherfucker 10,000 up, shit. You had motherfucker out the woodworks out that motherfucker.
You ain't kidding. You ain't no entry, too. It's going to be 70, 80 cars. That month. I'm entering everything we got over here. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, what they call it? LED cars? Go race him.
Yes, sir. We'll be busy, that motherfucker.
I hope they started motherfucker early. I hope they started early, real early.
What do you
think?
No,
I have cars in it.
Hey.
Dude, I think they should just put, you get a sticker, you get one pass. One pass is started.
Hey, that's
ooh,
all
we need two.
Well, something, you know, there's going to be too many cars, man.
For that
yeah, they're going to have to.
That should be a two-day event. That should be two-day
event. Yeah, that's what they should have, a two-day event.
You test it today on the first day, and when Saturday comes, the elimination starts when the track opens. That's it. There ain't no more testing.
Damn
the two.
Right.
Get your ass down.
That's probably how it's going to have to be.
That's it. That's the way it needs to be right there.
I know Wayne at. He was talking about putting a cap on it. When I first talked to him, he said maybe a 32-car deal, but I ain't heard nothing else about that. From the sounds of it, it's just going to be wide open. And that'd be interesting to bring some people up.
And they ought to make it even sweeter than that. All the guys that get in it, ask them if they want to bet some more money. If everybody want to get in it, it's a free entry. Everybody else throw another. And let's take
hey,
that
tell
title
me
up to $20,000.
Is that the only race?
You want to
is that the only
race?
Event that day? Or it's going to be some more stuff?
Yep. I
don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You
got to
take account somebody oiling the track down or something. Man.
I see, but that's the whole thing about
damn.
That'd be the best thing to do. Just start that day off drag racing, that program, period. We ain't going through no testing and tuning. We ain't letting you run up and down the track. If you oil down the track doing the program, we're going to go out there and tune it up, and then we're going to keep on running the cars. If my man oil the track down, he out here anyway. He ain't going to make it to the other end or whatever.
Shit, it's free entry.
Fuck
it.
Yeah.
Nah,
man, I seen Johnny Quick oil the track down and come back for next round.
I mean, if you turn the wind light on,
win it,
yeah.
Win
I mean,
it,
if
win
you turn
it
the wind
and
light
come
on,
back for next round.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you oil it down with a rod out the side, you ain't coming back.
No.
Yeah.
Man, there's two.
I just
two ten.
Don't be like three different shootouts or something that day. I can't see that happening. There'll be too many cars, man. You a motherfucker come from woodwork. That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. You ain't kidding. For no entry, that's a lot of money.
All the rest of that, man, it don't matter. You come in here to race, that's it. So the spectators, that's what they're going to be coming. Once it get out there big enough, the spectators are going to want to come and see some races. So get them what they want. That's where the money coming from. The money coming from them.
That's right.
So we can't have them out there looking at one car go down the track. My man want to go over here and test them 2 or 3 or 4 hours. Start running them cars. And then at the end of the day, if you start to shoot off at 11 o'clock in the morning, and if it's going good, by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the race will be over. And somebody can be walking around there with $10,000 in their pocket. And then, you know, then you can go to race the rest of the night.
They gotta give them 30 minutes to charge their cars up, man, and gas.
Well, I mean, but if you got 100 cars,
at least 30 or 40 minutes.
First two, it's gonna take 30 minutes to run all the cars. That car be cooled down.
Hey, Aaron,
you want
yeah, but they gotta put the hat name back in the hat, man. Huh?
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what about all that? You know how many times when the announcer got to tell them guys to clear the starting line. There's so much mess up there. Not to tell them guys to get out the way. They take half the time trying to clear the track.
Well, you know, they ought to just start that day off. If we ain't doing no racing until y'all move. If you don't move, we're not going to race. Now, we're going to see how long we're going to go. And we're going to get this ticket. We're going to get. Yeah, but it's a part of grudge racing. But
you
got to
look at it.
Instead of grudge racing, though. And it ain't safe. You're not looking at the safety part of it, man. Look at something. Look
right,
at the drive shift.
Safety,
look if a part of something come off their car and kill somebody, man.
That's why I
ain't saying
that thing.
Kill, get hurt. No, but
you
but
go
still,
up there.
I mean,
you go up there. Hold on. You got to sign and get a pass. They charge $20 to go up there. Them bands.
Yeah.
That band,
they charge $20, so that's mileage
that's
money.
To go up there with that car that you hanging out with, though.
No,
but
you can buy a pass up there
no,
and go up
no,
there.
No, not anymore.
But if you can buy a pass, it's still unsafe. And look what it's doing. You got so many people up there, man. Last time I raced, I'm racing, and I'm looking. I can slap everybody in my hand if I stick my hand out while I'm doing the burnout. If the car turns sideways or whatever while I'm doing the burnout, anything go wrong, man, somebody going to get hurt. What about, okay,
that's
we're going not racing.
You ever read no paper, you sign in when you going to
I think that's part of the excitement.
When
you sign that paper, you sign all your rights away. You ain't doing nothing.
But the thing is, man, we don't want to see nobody get hurt.
We know what
that's,
to do.
That's,
I'm
that's
not about to have my kid there. My kid going to be on that wall over there. And not in front of a car when a valve come out the side of the exhaust. Because stuff fly out the exhaust.
See that happen.
I just feel like that's just an unsafe thing, you know.
I mean, that's dope.
Really
you
is.
Can't tell somebody. So what happened when you push a trans brake on the car? Do you know what gear that thing, damn that thing between?
Man, you read my mind.
What
I was
if it
thinking
backwards?
About that last week.
What
I've
if it
goes
backwards?
What happened? I've just thought about that last week. Looking at how cool I was standing in the back of my car. Boy, hey, go on YouTube and see multiple videos. Cars doing just that. That's fucked up. That's a bad thought.
I think that should be directed
at y'all.
Track,
that pressure of the people being there on the line before the race jump off. It's probably being the drive.
That's excitement, man.
That's right.
But when you was down there in North Carolina, House of Hook, dude, you do a burnout and you come up that hill, you kill somebody. You can't even see the cars
and they working on that down at the House of Hook now. Because they stopped
them. Yeah, they tell them to get off the starting line.
They stopped them, made them get out the way. Yeah.
Yeah, they did. Because you can't see. That car coming across that thing out that burnout. Come clean over the hill. Somebody standing there, you can't stop. That's why they were telling them to move.
Get out the plane.
Yeah. Boom.
But hopefully, you know, I'm just hopefully they just, you know, hey, look, you know, we can't do this no more, man. We just need them cars on the side.
They make
that
they
crew,
make too
man,
much money
from
that, Melvin. They make
yes,
every
sir.
Person see up there
exactly.
$20
you
a band.
Got it.
That's $20 a band.
Yeah.
You get four
it.
Or five
that's
a
on the line.
Hey, we know you
$1,000 on the line.
you know what it is too, man. You know, like when you're younger, you have fun, but then when you get older, you start thinking. But you gotta realize, you did the same thing on the street. You was on the side of them cars and right next to them. You poured the VHT. So I mean, but you can't criticize nobody because that's what they want to do. You know, they
want to. You remember Wayne? Kimo, you know. You remember Wayne had an incident, the converter blew up. Two trends flew all over
the
side.
Yeah, burn him up. I mean, but you know, when you're younger, you take chances. So, I mean, Melvin, you look at it because you done got older and wiser, but you got other guys like myself, you know, we want to just be in a part of the scenery, you know. So, you know, it's safety, but then, you know what I'm saying, like you say, Miley make money off of it. Then we got food like us that want to be right there. So, you know, it's kind of...
Kind of
fucked up.
Yeah, it ain't no good situation. I mean, you know,
I'm gonna say to the side and away. I know I ain't standing by no engine compartment, no exhaust.
Yep. Yeah. Because anything.
I definitely ain't standing behind no car. Them mother boy. Them mother go
on the land.
Shit. Hey, some people sit on the damn beam.
Yeah,
you
get off the
way.
I'm
guilty of
it. Oh, there's a little more room up there. I can get to the front. I'm coming.
I'm going to put right to B.
Melvin, you can do all that, man. You're 7 foot tall, so you can stand back and look over that, dog.
Yeah, but, I mean, and there's too many people up there, man. I go up there, if I'm going up there with somebody scarred, and I'm going to get out the way. I mean, that's the way it should be right there, you know. But, I mean, hey, you know, like I say, you're getting educated on this brand-new game. So what can you say, you know? That's the way y'all want it to be. I mean, that's the way it'll be. It's all about the dollar bill.
But you know what, Melvin? Basically, I haven't been able to stand on the sideline in a long time because I'm always ratchet, so they say.
I've been noticing that you've been missing in the pictures lately.
Shit, they don't give him a chance to get out there. That bad boy be jam-packed, boy. It's standing room only up there.
Yeah. I mean,
well,
but
that,
you got to look at
the track like
wind.
Well, I guess that's the entry fee for the $10,000 shootout. Everybody that's on the sideline paid the $10,000 for the shootout then, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
But I'm sure Milan had that a little bit under control because you don't have if it's no entry fee and making away $10,000, you don't have some heavy hitters come. Is they saying grudge cars can get in? I mean, class cars can go or just
no grudge only, no time. Yep.
No
grudge
no time.
Only.
Just grudging and get down.
You can't turn the time on in the last year. Wayne said.
Okay.
Getting eliminated, though, you won.
That's still going to bring some hitters out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's a good thing, though, but that's how they can make their money. If some hitters come on out there, that's where the money going to come.
Yes, sir.
Remember,
the crowds will jump off.
At the gate and the head count. People going to see that.
Yeah, that's what
yes,
you want
sir.
Right there. That's
yes,
what you
sir.
Want.
Then they get $20 $20 to park in the gate over there on the side. It's $20.
Yeah.
Just pull your car in there if you want to park.
Because you got your car and you got $40 for you to get up with your car. And you know what, though? That's kind of good, though, so that way the pits don't be all jammed up when you try to bring the car over there.
Yep.
Make it go on the other side.
Yeah, they should make them park in the back. Well, that day, they shouldn't have no regular cars pulling over there.
No, it should make
that
them go on
the other
side of the track.
Yeah, that mother's going to be packed.
And there's 4 $10,000 races within 3.5 hours this year of Michigan with Cots and the 26 and the 9th.
Ain't they having one? Hey, I've seen it got a picture on Diane on them today. At Cadova, I think, or one of them tracks.
Yeah, Cadova.
Yeah.
I seen that.
Diane Cole Kimmer, David Floyd.
Yeah, they deployed them. They got a text today.
Cadova Dragway.
what was it?
Yeah, that's going to be a
something.
But I mean, them 10,000, if they pass not, it ain't no telling if all of them going to be at the track here. What's going on with this?
Shit.
That's a lot of
if
money.
It's all close, so they can stay down here and go on a Michigan North tour.
For sure.
Yeah, come up. Go to these bookies. That's
the week after.
Yeah, right. That's the hardest part, though. Right?
Yeah, it's August the 2nd. August the 2nd.
Yeah, that's August the 2nd.
Dragway.
And I think Big Drag will have a race, too. I think that weekend, too, at Byron. The Big Drag always has his race the first week of
yeah, Brian Byron up there.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be some good racing up north. Ain't got to be too much traveling to the south.
No.
Yes.
But they got to put some big pots up so them south boys will come up here and chasing them.
Yep.
That's what's going to get them fans in there. They know all of those cars coming, man. Look what they get to see.
That must be Donnier's race, because they got his number on
yeah.
it.
Yeah, on the second.
Yeah, that is Donnier's.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cadova.
God damn, boy. Mother better have a goddamn... Ooh-wee. Well, he's going to have some people mad. He coming home? Nope. Okay. We're on the ass out tour.
God damn.
So what was the entry fee for the 26th race? Did it ever get set? Did they ever decide on how much it was for Latone's race for that $10,000 deal?
I don't know. I ain't
seen nothing.
Did they ever put a date on it yet?
Okay. Amount? How much is the entry fee for that 26th race?
$1,000.
It is
$1,000.
It's still $1,000. Yes, that's right,
10%. That's right. Is that open to class cars or is that just grudge cars only? Or did you guys, what did you decide?
It's all grudge cars. All grudge cars.
Yes, sir.
Is it going to be combined? It's going to be combined, right? 28th and 29th, right?
Yeah.
You don't plan on putting 29th back on your
make
turn?
A difference, do it. If you run the turbo, you got to be on 28th or you run 29th if you want to.
Y'all going to do that lane choice like they do that?
29th.
It says you on 28th and 29th car run. 28th get the lane choice.
Nope.
They ain't doing that.
Nope.
You ain't putting your car on 29th, are you, Aaron?
Huh?
So you ain't planning on putting your car on. Let's go ahead.
Now, when you pull it, it's gonna be left lane this person, right lane this person, left
oh,
lane
okay.
this person.
Oh, okay. Somebody said, I heard them come out on one talk show. I think Terry showed one of them. They come out that. If a 29,
yeah,
28 car
I heard
meet
them say that.
The 28 get the lane choice. I'm like, that's kind of sweet.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Not
yeah, yeah. It's right, that race on the 31st. That's a Grove.
31st.
That's on May 31st at Union Grove.
That's going to be a great race. That's pretty cool. 28 get lane choice, Aaron.
Yeah.
If a 28 and
29
meet up and around, the
28
get the lane choice.
Mm.
You got a small tire. That was
kind of
sweet. That's what I was like, damn.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, any of y'all coming up there to it from Detroit?
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it. I'm waiting on some parts.
Yeah, that's going to be, man, that's going to be a good-ass event there, boy.
You going to be there, Terrell?
No, this ain't Terrell.
thought that was Terrell. Sound like Terrell.
No, this is Toby. But I am East Side Strangler.
What up, though?
What up,
I know the voice sounds familiar. What up, boy, Cadillac?
That's why we all talk on East Side. Huh?
What up, boy, Cadillac over there doing?
I don't know what Cadillac is.
I mean, probably y'all checking them traps right now, you know.
Old Cadillac. There's a lot of races in the start.
They gonna make it to that race?
Who?
To that girl, the girl race on 31st. What is car? Hey.
30. I don't know. Everybody still working, putting stuff together. So hopefully.
I know Leon.
I know
I'll
be there.
Hey, I got a question. When they talk about stock front suspension, like say like your what are they talking about? Your control arms? If you got like factory control arms or something like that, upper and lower?
Yeah, bolts in the factory position.
So it doesn't matter about the frame that it's up to?
Actually, it doesn't seem to matter anymore.
Okay, I was just, you know.
A lot of people are calling 22 kids of cars back
cars. It's the way they word it. It's the way they word it.
That's right.
It
was
like
right.
That style front suspension. So.
Right.
In the
so like, you know, my little Monza, you know, it's got a box tube frame all the way through, but it's got like stock style front suspension, you know, up and lower control arms on it.
Yeah, that's illegal, Melvin. Leave that at home.
Okay, that's cool.
No, I'm just kidding.
Melvin, which car are you coming out with first, the Malibu or the Mazda?
I'm still messing with the Mazda one more go around.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to try to put me some 29s or something on it, man, so I can get into some of this action y'all got going on.
Hey, I know y'all messing with Big Sam race, too, on the 7, right?
Yeah, I'm coming to watch it.
Okay. You know, we East Side Strangler, we're going to host a party the night before.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get over. I don't know if I got to work on that Saturday, but I sure want to be there.
When is that date? June, is it June 7th, something like that?
June 7th. They're going to throw the party on June 6th.
And that's at 41 over there, right?
Yeah, 41.
Okay.
Big Sham and Leroy going to throw that race.
I hope I ain't got to work that weekend.
Yeah, I'm also working
out
on
the... Where they going to be at this weekend? Where they going to be at? They down south this weekend, ain't
they? Oh, yeah, DJ Grant race this weekend.
Yeah, what track is they at?
I think they're
Alabama.
In Montgomery.
Montgomery,
Motorsport. Alabama.
Damn, I might hit you. That's 2 hours for me. I should go up there. Hey, I might make that trip. Yeah. I think it's a Saturday, I think, or a Sunday. It's one of the days.
Sunday, right. Yeah.
Hey, I might try to make that. Yeah, it's their time, though. Yeah, I'm working on the haul myself for the 26th event for Friday night. I'm trying to find something up there to get a little banquet hall or something. Have a little party. Hey, yeah. You got any hotels up there? I have the info next week. Yeah, I have the info. And it'll be the exit before the track instead of Grand Rapids, because the last one there was in Grand Rapids. That was a little bit too far.
That's where we stayed at last.
I think there's some hotels, a couple exits north of the track, too. I think there's some hotels north of the track, too, up 131.
Yeah, I think Well, they put that casino the way. I think they put some up.
Yeah, that'd be
all right, man. Well, I'm going to get off here.
Yeah, I'm about to,
guys, have a good evening.
I'm about to close this show down, man.
All right, man.
All right, Sauce, you take it easy, bro.
All right, man.
I appreciate
it. Holiday, everybody, next week. Everybody be safe, man.
Yeah,
all right. I'll see everybody next Sunday, man.
All righty.
All right, man, in a minute.
All right.